Welcome back inside the ice box. Things are just about getting set to go here as the Stars finish up their light show and their starting lineups once again. The Tri-City Storm visiting the Lincoln Stars here tonight in Lincoln. This first of a home-and-home series, which starts tonight and tomorrow in Kearney. Remember, tomorrow night in Kearney, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night, but it's pink rink. The ice is painted pink. And everything's set to go in Kearney for tomorrow night. If you don't have your tickets yet, get your tickets and get it together here, because we're going to have a special night tomorrow night for breast cancer awareness in Kearney. And right now we're going to take a quick break as they head to the national anthem here in Lincoln. And we'll be back with the drop of the puck here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Everyone wants more. At Vieira Wireless, you get more. More minutes, more free numbers, more savings than the competition. Our most popular rate plan, the 1,000-minute My Group Shared plan, gives you up to 300 more minutes, 20 free calling numbers, and saves you money over the nearest competitive plan. Add an unlimited data package and nationwide messaging, and your monthly savings jump to $60. And if you're stuck in a contract, no worries. We'll help you pay your early termination fee when you switch. Get more with Vieira Wireless today.
Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know, where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Tri-City Storm Hockey starts now! Time to take to the ice and get the game underway. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Let's get to the puck drop. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
Welcome inside the icebox in Lincoln, here as the Stars host the Tri-City Storm. Players are on the ice. Everybody is set to go. And the Storm are in their purple jerseys tonight. Christian Fry getting the start in net. They have the white lettering. And on the back, they have the patch there with the entire Storm's player last name. In Lincoln, they're wearing their white jerseys with the blue lettering and black trim. Now, I am in a different perspective here. I'm actually all the way sitting behind Christian Fry, so the Storm are actually going to go from left to right on your radio dial, but I'm looking at them from behind. The Stars are going from right to left on your radio dials. They drop the puck. The puck is in the Stars zone, and so I'm situated behind Christian Fry just so you get a different angle here at the icebox. Play is underway once again. The Stars have the puck, and they rush it up ice into the Storm zone. Cross-ice pass gets deflected away. Nice job by Dylan Maller, and the Storm come away with it. It's Brian Ward. Ward in the zone on side, over to Lidas. Lidas on the left side. Quick wrist shot, saved by goaltender Tykrove, and now it's kept into the Lincoln zone. Stars come away with the puck as they move through neutral ice here. Coming in on side, the play gets broken up. Henderson had a play, and now the Storm come away with it. It's Trevor Moore. Moore down the right-hand side into the corner. Plays it behind the net all the way into the left side corner. And now it's taken away by Lincoln. And they move out in neutral ice. And we get a whistle for a hand pass as the Stars are stopped down. I believe Luke Johnson was the one who went for the hand pass. Welcome inside the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Having trouble finding your game? Try Nebraska Lottery scratch games. There are so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You're sure to find your game and your fun. Stop by a Nebraska Lottery retailer to play today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. Stars win the faceoff, and now they have it in their own end. Scheid moves the puck and now gets it back on his stick, moving through neutral ice. Eric Scheid in onside. Nope, he wasn't. He was in offside as Josh McArdle obstructed him a little bit there, and we get a whistle with 18:41 remaining in the first period, just underway here. Thanks for listening on the Breeze 94.5 FM. We're at the Icebox in Lincoln, where the Storm are looking to hand the Stars their first loss of this season. Faceoff won by Lincoln, and it's shot all the way into the Storm zone. Bouncing puck comes in front of Cecere. He's able to handle it and calm it down. Makes a play up to L'Esperance. L'Esperance to Trevor Moore, and he just pokes it in onside. L'Esperance fights for it there, pokes it all the way down for Eric Scheid. Scheid in his own end now, into the near side boards, and a big hit by Maller applied there, and Halish picks up the puck. But he couldn't go too far. Now Lincoln has it back on their sticks. Zach Aston-Reese dumped it into the Storm zone. Played over by Maller. Maller moved it up to Lappin. Got taken off the puck there, but he got it out of the zone. Lincoln dumps it back in. Delayed offsides, not whistled for, as Cutler-Martin makes the pass up to Halish. Halish now in neutral ice. Couldn't get it too far. Daniel Willett picks it up. That was not Willett, actually. That was Ledoux, as Ledoux puts it in onside. Now Suter down low to Olsen. Ross Olsen up to the left point. Kept in for a second by Ledoux. Now a quick shot on net from Olsen. Saved by Fry. Rebound goes back over to Lincoln. Play moves behind the net. And they get taken off the puck. Brett Wold had it. Now the Storm move the other way. Neutral ice. Halish dumps it in deep. Storm going off on a five-man line changes. Now this is Daniel Willett, who picks the puck up in his own end. Willett. Now in a neutral ice, nice play for Suter. Suter in onside, dumps it in deep. Played there for the Storm by Ivy. Ivy clears it all the way down. Icing is whistled on the Storm. We'll get a face-off back into the Tri-City Zone, 17:08. Left in this first period of play. We're still scoreless here from the Icebox. Lincoln and Tri-City. And now the Storm had a late scratch tonight. Jason Cotton not feeling well. So in comes Johnny Roboski, the extra defenseman, so only 11 forwards and 7 defensemen here for the Storm tonight with Christian Fry in net. Stars win the draw, and it's now they have the puck down low in the near side corner. Chance in front. Cotta passed it back, and now the Storm steals. They got a 2-on-1 the other way. It's Kyle Eastman and McMurphy. Eastman fakes, wrist shot. Chance in front on the rebound, cleared away by the Stars. Good chance for Kyle Eastman on the 2-on-1 the other way. Lincoln now in their own zone. Good forecheck by McMurphy and Eastman. And now Eastman will head to the bench for a change as Lincoln keeps the puck behind their own net. Now moving with it is Cotta. Cotta. Outlet pass to Hummets. Hummets in onside. Back to Cotta. Chance in front. Nice job by Fry making a save on DeVito. DeVito keeps it in at the blue line. Nice cross-ice pass. And Fry makes a blocker save. Very nice save that time on Hawkinson. Now still in the Storm zone, Lidas tries to dump it off the boards and out. And on a second attempt, he finally clears back to neutral ice. Storm trying to get a couple guys changed here while Lincoln has the puck. Fry in his own zone. That is Zach Fry for Lincoln. Also, Christian Fry is the goaltender for the Storm. As spun away, nice job. McArdle takes him off the puck as they move in onside. Now in the near side corner, Lettieri. Lettieri down low to Wood. Wood loses the puck, and Vecchione comes with it the other way. To Trevor Moore, he gets stolen. And now here comes the Stars, back in onside. Chance for Wood. Cross-ice pass. Fry with a glove save. A nice glove save there on Brad Hawkinson by Christian Fry of the Storm. He keeps this one scoreless. Hawkinson was aiming for the top left corner of the net, and Fry stopped him there. 15:28 left in the first period of play. Storm and Stars are scoreless here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Face off to the left of Christian Fry, and Scheid of the Stars gets taken out of the draw, so we'll redo it. Zach Aston-Reese comes in to take it. He's able to win it. Back to Willett. Willett at the point. Shot gets blocked. Gomez comes away with it. Storm got a break the other way. Gomez and Ward. Ward in onside with the puck on the near side board. Cross-ice pass to Roboski. Had a little trouble handling it, and he cleared deeper in the zone. Stars go the other way. Icing waved off as they dump it into the Storm, and Zach Aston-Reese there against Maller. Reese passed way over, and a shot gets blocked. Ledoux took the shot. Nice job by a Storm defenseman to get down and block it in front. Now it's in the near side corner. Storm working for it. Aston-Reese with a quick one-time shot. Rebound goes on top of Fry, and they whistle that the red light went on. Referees are saying no goal. The puck came out in front. It went off of Fry's helmet, and it popped around, but it never went in the net. The goal judge behind the net put on the goal light before the puck was even in the net. I don't think the puck ever went in the net. We get a stoppage here, and there's going to be a penalty to Zach Aston-Reese, and that's what the referee called. They say Reese plowed into Fry when Fry was trying to make the save. So a penalty to Zach Aston-Reese, the Storm. With the power play, the penalty goes for charging. And the Storm now win the draw in the Lincoln end. Josh Howji commented before this game a few times how crucial these power play situations are going to be. But you got to be careful, as Lincoln has showed promise to score shorthanded early on this season. They scored three shorthanded goals against Des Moines last week. Storm now have it in their own end as the puck was cleared all the way down by the Stars. Lukowski up to Cecier. Cecier, cross-ice pass over to Vecchione. Vecchione, pass to Moore, all day, wrist shot, rebound, score! The Storm get a power play goal. And it looks like Tim Lappin will get it on the rebound. As Lappin picked up a shot from Trevor Moore, boy, all day Moore had in the slot to unleash that wrist shot. And Tim Lappin was there for the rebound. The save was made by Tykrobe, and he kicked it right on the stick of Tim Lappin. That's who they will give it to here. Assist goes to Moore. They might add a second assist on that as well, but the Storm lead 1-0. A quick power play goal here, 14-18. Left in the first period, Lincoln wins the faceoff. The Storm with a big 1-0 lead here in Lincoln. Puck dumped into the Storm zone. Cleared around by Ivy to the near side corner here. Now Halish has it. Halish behind the net trying to find Ivy. Ivy, nice outlet pass up to Bonner. Bonner gets hit, but he gets it. Pass up to Lappin. Shot, score! Another goal for the Storm. Less than a minute later, Tim Bonner with a fantastic pass through neutral ice as he got hit. He found his man wide open. And I think it was Bonner getting his second in under a minute. And yes, it is Tim Bonner. Now, both goals I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, I'm behind Christian Fry, so the goals are all the way on the other side. But boy, the Storm getting two goals here in the first 6 minutes of play. 13:56 left in the first period as they restart the play. And the Storm have a 2-0 lead, two goals from Tim Lappin. Tim Bonner gets the assist on that one. What a fantastic pass that Bonner made. He was getting hit by his own bench as he made the pass, and it was right on Bonner's stick, and he was sprung free for a breakaway, uncontested, and he made the Stars pay as the Storm have a 2-0 lead. That play moved in on Fry. Fry was able to hop on top. No shot on the play, but he found the puck in his crease, covered it up. So the faceoff is to the left of Christian Fry. 13:36 left to go in the first period. The Storm have a 2-0 lead on two goals under a minute apart from Tim Lappin. And boy, does that quiet down this Lincoln crowd that was on their feet and loud and in, you know, very wild to start the game as the Storm win the draw. Nice job by Vecchione to get it out of his own zone. 13:25 left in the first period. Stars in onside. McArdle in the near side corner. A couple players come over there fighting for the puck, which is frozen for a second. Now Vecchione gets to it, off the boards to Ward. Ward back to Vecchione. Vecchione tries to get it to Ward, but it's taken away by the Stars. Now picked back up by Maller in neutral ice. Maller finds Cutler Martin. He made a pass up to Hakey Lead as he gets hit hard. Nice hit right there. And now Lincoln takes the puck back. Quick wrist shot goes high by DeVito, and Christian Fry didn't see that one too well. Got bailed out by the fact that it went up high. Storm cleared the puck into neutral ice. They're trying to move into the Star zone. They do dump it in deep, and Ledoux picks it up. Ledoux, pass got intercepted by Ivy, but Ivy lost it off his stick. It's taken back the other way by the Stars. Stars moving into the Tri-City zone now. Lukowski misses a hit on Hawkinson. Centering pass! And the puck went wide of the net on the shot. Net gets knocked off its pegs, and we get a stoppage with 12:30 left in the first period of play. The Nebraska Lottery first period has been very eventful thus far. The Storm with a 2-0 lead on top of the Stars. Early on, both goals by Tim Lappin. Lappin's first two goals of the season. Faceoff in the Storm Zone to the left of Fry, won by Tri-City. Ivy clears around the boards. Nice job by Eastman, who gets taken down after the play by Lettieri, and he's able to clear it all the way down the ice. McMurphy goes down and negates the icing. McMurphy gets hit twice. Big-time hits, one of them by Mike McKee, one of the big guys on this Lincoln team, but McMurphy seems to be fine. He's back into the play, no problem. Now Storm with the puck. Quick shot from the point from Ivy was blocked down in front. Might have gotten through to Tyke Rowe. Storm still fighting for it now in the near side corner. They get the puck taken away, and here comes Lincoln. Outlet pass way ahead of its intended player, Lettieri. Icing waved off as Ivy gets hit, and it's a penalty. Ivy took a big hit. He's fine, right back on his feet. Couple extra words said there. Jake Wood doled out the hit, and Wood will go to the box. As we get a quick media timeout right here, we can reset things. 11:46 left in the first period of play. The Tri-City Storm have a 2-0 lead on top of the Lincoln Stars here in Lincoln at the Icebox. Two goals scored about 6 minutes in by Tim Lappin. And we're going to check the box score here just to make sure we've got everything correct. But Lappin gets credit for both of those Storm goals. And what a great job by Lappin. The first goal, a power play goal at 5:38 from Trevor Moore. And the second one at 6:03. And that one's going to come from Tim Bonner. So Tim Lappin has made his presence known. The Storm have a 2-0 lead here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Did you know proceeds from the Nebraska Lottery have provided more than 41,000 college scholarships and have helped save many Nebraska wildlife habits and have funded new facilities at the state fair? Nebraska Lottery is helping to build a better Nebraska. Learn more at nelottery.com. Coming back here onto the ice for the Storm as the faceoff is to the left of goaltender Tyke Robe. Vecchione will take it for Tri-City, leading 2-0, 11:46 left to go in the first period. Faceoff won by the Storm. And Moore trying to keep it in, but it gets taken out. Now Glukowski cross-ice pass for Vecchione in onside. Lappin picks it up. Lappin charges towards the net. Chance in front. Puck is loose. Rebound goes wide. And now there's a stoppage of play. Tim Lappin making a bid at the first period hat trick here. He's got two goals already, and the Storm have a power play. We're 18 seconds in, 1:42 to go in the Jake Wood penalty. Faceoff gets moved outside of the Stars zone. 11:28 left in the first period. Storm win the draw, dumped in deep by Garrett Cecere. Out of his net kite comes Tyke Robe, clears it around. Glukowski tried to keep it in, but now it's forced all the way down the ice by the Stars. Cecere picks it up behind his own net and leaves it for Glukowski. Glukowski passes to Cecere. Cecere cross-ice pass to Vecchione. Vecchione gets to the red line, tries to dump it in, stopped there by the Stars, and cleared all the way down. Storm working on their breakout here as Christian Fry holds the puck up for Glukowski. Glukowski now in his own end. Cross-ice pass for Moore. Moore thought he had a piece of it, but it must have skipped over his stick, and they whistle icing. They say Moore didn't touch it. Stoppage of play. 1:05 left to go in the penalty to Jake Wood. And then there's 10:51 left to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. By the way, Wood also goes for charging. So both penalties on the Stars for charging here early on. Storm win the draw, and Lappin has it. Lappin gets in onside, but it's dumped right back down the ice again. So far, nothing going on this Storm power play here. Lincoln trying to get back into this game. They trail 2-0. Maller in his own end, trying to evade Scheid on the forecheck. Maller behind his own net, circled around, now gives it back and up to Ward. Ward into Gomez onside. Gomez stops just over the line, gets it taken away. Nice job by McArdle to come in and take it right back. Storm trying to keep it in. Now on the far side wall. Poked back in by McArdle on the wall. Wrapped all the way around the boards and out by the Stars. 20 seconds left in the Storm man advantage. Maller from his own blue line. Cross-ice pass to Bonner. Onside. Bonner, chance in front. Gomez scores! Garrett Gomez gives the Storm their second power play goal of the evening and a 3-0 lead. And wait a minute. They may change the call here as the celebration is stopped for now. And I'm not sure, again, that play occurred on the other side. I saw Bonner stop at the right circle and give a cross-ice pass for Gomez. Gomez was in front, and they whistle no goal. They say Gomez kicked in the puck. So he is whistled down, no goal. Storm almost with a 3-0 lead. However, they rule the goal was kicked in. And now the faceoff moves outside of the zone. 12 seconds left in the penalty to Jake Wood. Wow, that would have been something if that goal had counted. The Storm would have been up 3-0. However, they still have a 2-0 lead halfway through the first period in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Time expires on the penalty to Wood. Storm have the puck in the star zone. We're at full strength. Wrapped around the boards. Kept in nicely by Cutler Martin for a minute. But now Daniel Willett comes out with it. Moves it into neutral ice. Stars move in onside. Puck all the way down for Glukowski. Wraps it around the boards. He gets hit hard. Glukowski slow to get up, but the Storm keep the puck in their possession. Eastman had it for a second. Glukowski slow to the bench as Lincoln has the puck. Lincoln in neutral ice now. And they move in onside. It's Wood just out of the box. Cross ice pass. Fry with a nice glove save. Once again, Christian Fry robbing Brad Hawkinson. Hawkinson tried the same spot, top left corner of the net, and Christian Fry was there with the glove to keep this game 2-0 in favor of the Tri-City Storm. 9:08 left to go in the first period of play, the Nebraska Lottery first period. Storm lead 2-0. Faceoff to the left of Fry now. L'Esperance on the faceoff circle for the Storm. Chance in front, Olsen with a tip, rebound. And a penalty is going to be called on L'Esperance here when they touch the puck. Storm still haven't touched up, and they hit the post. Suter, I think, hit the post, or at least the side of the net, very close to going in, a low shot. L'Esperance gets called for a slash, but a great penalty if you're L'Esperance. Olsen had a chance at a tip-in that almost went past Fry. Fry was able to make the save, but on that rebound, it was picked up by Brent Wold, and Wold would have had all day to put the puck in the empty net on the rebound had L'Esperance not made that penalty. So a good job by Joel L'Esperance in that situation taking the penalty. Saves a goal as the net was open, but now the Storm are trying to kill a penalty. Stars win the draw. They have possession in the Storm zone. At the point, playing with the puck back and forth, it's Ledoux. Ledoux down low to Shy. Now back to Ledoux. Keeps it in on the left point. Down low for Luke Johnson. Picked up there by Ivy. Gets smashed into the boards by Aston Reese. And a nice job to clear by Roboski. Roboski clears it out of the zone. 1:30 left to go on the penalty to L'Esperance. Stars with the puck. Moving in onside. Woods. Woods left it off there. Brian Ward picks it up. He gets hit hard. Maller was there. Nice job at the left point to keep it in by Woods. Johnson lets it go all the way down for Scheid. Scheid in the far side corner now. Up top for Ledoux. Down low to Scheid. Back to Ledoux. Cross ice pass for Woods. Wrist shot goes wide of the net. 1 minute left in the penalty to L'Esperance. And a nice job by Tim Bonner clearing it all the way down the ice. Picked up there by Tykrobe. Coming out of the net really quickly. And now the Stars are going to reset things here. Puck is loose in neutral ice. Roboski tips it away for a second. And now it pokes free again in neutral ice. Picked up by the Stars. Willett in onside. Nice move to Wood. Wood up top. Shot goes high of Fry. Ledoux with a wrist shot that had some mustard on it went wide. Now it's Willett to Ledoux. Ledoux looking. Chance in front. Fry makes the save. Rebound loose in front. Still loose in front. Comes back to Ledoux. Chance. Shot. Blocked and saved by Fry. Willett takes that shot. Fry hangs on. 19 seconds left in the penalty to L'Esperance. 7:15 left in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm lead 2-0, and a big time play right there in front of Christian Fry. Fry could not find the puck. It was loose for a few seconds. No one knew where it was. It was near Fry's left pad, and the Stars regained control of it, but Fry made the save. Faceoff 1 to Willett by the Stars. Now with possession. Back up top to Willett. Shot was blocked. Nice job by Brian Ward up on top to block that one. Now it's Hawkinson. Hawkinson hassled by McArdle. McArdle off the boards and out of the zone. Hawkinson brought it in back offside. 1 second remains on the penalty. 50 to L'Esperance. 6:57 left in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. L'Esperance penalty once again for slashing at 11:04. Storm have a 2-0 lead on top of the Lincoln Stars. Both goals for Tim Lappin. His first two of the season very quickly here in the first period. Now the penalty is over and we're at even strength. Storm are 1-for-2 on the power play. Stars 0-for-1. McKee with a big hit on Gomez, but Moore picks it up. Moore with a nifty move. Chance in front goes wide. Rebound picked up by Lincoln, and they move the other way. Moving out of their own zone. Nice hit there from Gomez, and they got to regroup. Picking that up in his own zone was Woods. Now a long cross-ice pass. Lincoln still can't get out of the zone. Nice forecheck by L'Esperance this time, fresh out of the box. Moore picks it up in the far side corner. Moore tried a backhand centering pass. It was stolen away. Here come the Stars. It's Mike McKee. McKee showing some strength on the puck. Cutler Martin knocks him off of it. Nice job by Cutler Martin. McKee slow to react after that one. Now Wood passes it off of Moore's skate of the Storm. And Maller picks it up. Clears it around the boards. Back to Moore. Moore, nice cross-ice pass to L'Esperance and neutral ice. L'Esperance tried to get it over to Eastman. Pass didn't connect, but it went all the way down in the Lincoln zone. Eastman puts a nice hit right there on a Stars player. But Lincoln remains possession. In onside, on the left-hand side. McArdle does a nice job right there in the Storm. Able to get it right back out. McArdle now starting the rush the other way to Bonner. Bonner in onside. Holds up at the top of the left circle. Chance in front. Almost on a deflection there. Bonner threw it towards the front. It went wide. McArdle keeps it in on the near side wall. Down low. Stars have possession. 5:20 left in the first period. Storm leading 2-0. Storm with the puck. Shot by Bonner goes wide. Rebound. Caroms around and out of the zone. Forced back to the Storm side of play with Cecere picking it up. Cecere to Lides. Lides all the way over for Bonner. In onside. Nice pass over to Halish. Halish gets hit on the near side wall and pressed up against the boards. Lincoln trying to move the puck here. Halish trying to get it back to Glukowski. Nice to see him on the ice as he was slow to get off the last time. Picked back up by Lincoln. Moving it around. Nice job by Lides on the forecheck. Lides and now Ward on the far side corner. 4:40 left in the second period. Storm leading 2-0. Still in the far side corner as the Storm doing work here. Heikki Lides along with Brian Ward trying to keep things alive. Ward still has it. On the left-hand circle, backhander goes wide of the net. Brian Ward, a nice strong shift from him, as well as Heikki Lides and Mike Vecchione, the second line here tonight for the Storm. Finally, the Stars get possession, and their clearing attempt bouncing into neutral ice. Nice job right there by DeVito, but he gets hit by Vecchione in the near side corner. Maller picks it up. Maller to Ivy. Cross-ice pass to Vecchione. Vecchione with some speed down the right side. Vecchione tried to center. It got taken off the puck. Here comes Lincoln now. 4 minutes to go in the period. They're in onside. Olsen tried it towards the center. McArdle almost lost it, but he dumped it into the corner. Moore now trying to play it out of the zone. Blocked by Suter. Gomez got it. Gomez on the near side wall. McArdle behind the net to Cutler Martin. Martin on the left side of the net. Clearing pass gets blocked out of the zone by Lincoln. Now Olsen has it. Dumps it back in. There to play it is McArdle. McArdle's man, their Suter, fell down. He moves it all the way around to L'Esperance, who dumps it into neutral ice. Stars back onside again. Great move by Suter. Centering pass blocked by McArdle. He had a man. Olsen was wide open on the other side. McArdle had to bail out and block that one, sliding across the ice. Cutler Martin now getting hounded in neutral ice. Dumps it all the way down. Icing is called. Storm cannot change off the rest of their line there. They were trying to get a change. Cutler Martin was getting hounded. He didn't want to force a turnover, so he dumped it the length of the ice. 3:10 left to go in the first period of play. Storm lead 2-0 on two goals by Tim Lappin. His first two of the season. 3:10 left in the Nebraska Lottery. First period of play. Faceoff is to the right of Christian Fry. Joel L'Esperance wins it for the Storm. Back to Garrett Cecere. Cecere clears it around to the far side wall. Over there is Cutler Martin. He gives it back to Cecere behind the net. Cecere behind the net gets double teamed and now puck pops out into the crease and Christian Fry hops on top, gets a stoppage with 2:58 left in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Thanks for listening to Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. I'm Jared Schaffer. I'm here with you both tonight and tomorrow as there's a home-and-home series between the Stars and the Storm. Face off to the left of Fry now. And they throw Scheid out of the draw. It's Tim Bonner now for the Storm here against Luke Johnson. Now Johnson gets tossed. It's Zach Aston-Reese. Face off won by Aston-Reese. Second time he's come in late to win a draw. Chance in front. Deflected shot. Pad saved by Fry with the right pad. Now in the near side corner. 2:46 left in the first period. Lapin working there. Three Storm players working on the near side corner. Finally one to Hrabowski. Hrabowski getting hit. Big hit for Aston-Reese. Looked like he might have got an elbow on there, but the puck was came loose after that. No call coming. Bonner moved down the ice, took a quick shot as he entered the zone, and that shot got blocked out of play. So we get a stoppage with 2:27 left in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm leading the Lincoln Stars 2-0. Two early goals about 6 minutes in from Tim Lapin. And they have the lead here. Christian Fry looks good in his first game in a couple weeks in net here for the Storm. Faceoff is to the right of Tightrope. Won by the Stars. They cleared around to the near side boards. Lukowski keeps it and throws one on net. Save made by Tightrope. He covers up. 2:20 left in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm with that 2-0 lead. We'll have all of the recap of this period for you in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report coming up in a few minutes. As the faceoff is won by the Storm, kept in by Glukowski. Down low to Woods. Outlet pass, skips out of the zone. Dumped back in by Ivy. Stars have it behind their own net now. 2 minutes and 4 seconds left in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Storm lead 2-0. Lincoln gets to the red line. They dump it in deep. Nice job by Glukowski bouncing it off the boards back to the neutral ice. Now the puck was loose for a second. Vecchione tried to get it in onside to Ward. Turned over and turned right back to Ward. Ward still in neutral ice. Cross ice pass got deflected away. Cutler Martin kept it in neutral ice. Now a nice hit by Vecchione on Ledoux as Ledoux goes to the bench. Stars keep put it in play in the Storm zone. McKee picks it up at the right point. McKee wraps it around the boards. Maller was there for a second, but now Hawkinson comes away. Leaves for Lettieri. Lettieri in the near side corner. Playing around. Ward has it. Ward goes back to Wood, but it's taken away by Trevor Moore. Moore tried to get it up to McMurphy. Got taken away. Back over to Hawkinson in neutral ice. He takes a hit from McArdle. Storm have the puck. It's Cutler Martin up to Moore. Moore try to move a neutral ice. Didn't work. But now on a forecheck, puck was picked up by L'Esperance. Under a minute left in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm lead 2-0, and they have the puck right now. It's Lapin, who has both of the goals. Gets taken off the puck. And now picked back up by Lincoln and Woods. Dumped in deep. McArdle plays it around. Kept in by Scheid. Back to McArdle now. Tried to dump it out. Hit L'Esperance and stayed in. Scheid with some room. Chance in front as he tried to center it. McArdle, another good block. Shot coming. Blocked away by Lapin. Rebound. Caroms around and Scheid has it in the far side corner. Cecere over to L'Esperance. Cecere fighting with Scheid in the far side corner. 10 seconds left in the period. L'Esperance on the far side wall. Holding. 5 seconds left. A lot of players bunched up trying to free it up, and that'll be it. Nebraska Lottery first period of play comes to a close, and the Tri-City Storm have come in and made their statement here in Lincoln. They lead 2-0 after 20 minutes. Both goals by Tim Lapin. And we'll be back in just a minute. We'll get into the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. We'll tell you how it happened. Take a quick break here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ.
Tony, get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian Steel Toolboxes, Ladder Racks, Pronghorn Utility Bodies, Flatbeds, Tommy Gate Lifts, and Bosch Snow Plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
My Bud Light caught 2 touchdowns last week.
My Bud Light caught fumbleitis.
Welcome to Bud Light Fantasy Football, where every bottle is a player.
My Bud Light ran for 152 yards.
My Bud Light went 27 for 35 for 353 yards and 3 touchdowns.
My Bud Light is on the IR with Turf Toe.
Find codes on specially marked bottles of Bud Light and start building your fantasy team at BudLight.com/FFL.
Against My Bud Light, defenses don't stand a chance.
My Bud Light is wide open. Throw him the ball.
With Bud Light Fantasy Football, your bottle is your player. Win amazing NFL prizes all season long. Bud Light Fantasy Football. Here we go.
You'll definitely see My Bud Light on the highlight reel.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 and over. Ends 12/30/12. To play without a purchase, write to code request box 251-328 West Bloomfield, Michigan 48325. See rules at BudLight.com/FFL. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5. Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
I can't hear anything here.
Yeah, I'm not getting much. Hey.
All right, welcome back here inside the icebox. Jared Schaffran with a special guest here for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. It's Grant Opperman, unfortunately injured right now, has been unable to play, although he is skating. We'll talk about it in just a second here as Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. So, after 20 minutes of play, the Storm have taken a 2-0 lead here in Lincoln, both goals by Tim Lappin, first 2 goals of the season. And as I welcome in Grant here, Grant, obviously, a tough place to play here. How does it feel knowing your team has a 2-0 lead early on when, you know, you might have a little nerves after that whole light show, a big production here? How do you think the team's feeling in the locker room right now?
I think the team's feeling pretty good in the locker room. We started out maybe a little bit slow for a couple shifts, but then Tim really got it going with that first power play goal on a rebound. Good shot by Trevor Moore, far pad. Nice, juicy rebound right out in front. Tim tapped her home. And then just right after that, got a nice break. Caught him on a change, breakaway. Tim scored on him again. So really turned it around for us real quick. The light show is it can be pretty intimidating, but not Tim. Tim wasn't fazed.
Now, on that second goal especially, got a great pass from Tim Bonner, as he was getting hit by his own bench right there. And definitely, like you said, he kind of got – he sprung free. And, I mean, I know we're on the one side of the ice here. A little tough to see the shot, but, if you know Lappin, I guess he wasn't going to miss that one, huh?
No, I mean, Tim Bonner made a great play. He's got good vision out there. Saw Lappin cutting up the middle. Perfect pass right on the tape. Laps had his speed going down the ice and found an opening. We're on the far side here, so I'm not quite sure exactly where he shot. Maybe five hole, maybe top right, but found an opening and he hit it.
Now, early on in the season here, just the fourth game of the season, but it's got to be a little frustrating for you starting off on the injury list, but things have been looking up. You've been skating and hope to be back soon, yeah?
Yeah, it's tough, especially come game days. It's real tough sitting in the stands and watching your all your buddies playing, your teammates go and get pumped up for the game is tough. But it's been a long process, and it's luckily coming to an end. And, I'm excited to get back. Like I said, it's tough to watch all your teammates play and not quite be able to yet. But time will come. Just got to be patient.
We're talking with Grant Opperman here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. And Grant, before I let you go, just give us a little inside look at what it's like playing for Coach Josh Howgie. You've had him as a coach here. It's his first full season behind the bench. Came in the middle of the year last year. What's your experience been with him?
My experience with him has been great. He's the reason why I came here and wanted to play at Tri-City. He's got the perfect combination of, he's friendly with the guys, but at the same time, when it's business, it's business. And, he can really give a good bagger at practice, too. I got to give him that.
Tomorrow night, the Storm will host the Lincoln Stars, and it is one of the biggest nights of the year at the Kearney Event Center, the Viero Event Center. It is the Pink in the Rink night. And you saw the ice. Looks pretty good there with the pink down on it now.
Pink ice. I didn't believe it when some of the guys were telling me they were going to do it. But sure enough, overnight it turned pink.
All right. We are going to take a break. Thank you very much, Grant, for joining us here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. We'll have to do it again soon.
Thanks, Jared.
We are going to take that break here. Storm lead 2-0 on top of the Lincoln Stars after 20 minutes. We'll be back with the Midway USHL scoreboard update in just a minute here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
How hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
It's the music that revolutionized the sound of Christmas. Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis, a holiday tradition for over 25 years. Don't miss this holiday extravaganza.
Thursday, December 20th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com.
Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. Get reserved seat tickets now.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle-building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island, just north of Gordman's off Highway 281, and in Kearney, just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Time to get the sticks and skates back out on the ice. Time now for the second period of Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
Welcome back inside the icebox here in Lincoln as we're just about ready to get set for the second period. Got to clean up things first in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report and get to the Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. And we'll just take a quick look here at the box score thus far through one period. Two goals in this game, both for your Tri-City Storm. And once again, both for Mr. Tim Lappin. The first one scored 5:38 into the first period on a power play. Assist goes to Trevor Moore on that one. Second goal scored just about 20 seconds later at 6:03, so under about 25 seconds later. Tim Lappin gets his second of the game. Give the assist to Tim Bonner on that one. Penalties in the first period. Zach Aston-Reese for charging 2 minutes. That was a Lincoln penalty. Also, Jake Wood, a second Lincoln penalty for charging. At 8:14, the first penalty came at 5:08, and the third penalty to Tri-City's Joel Lesperance for slashing at 11:04. Now let's take a look at the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update in the USAHL. Midway Auto Group, think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. So we look to the scoreboard here. Chicago at Team USA. Before our game, Team USA was up 2-0. Now they're 3-3 with 5 minutes left. Good ending in that game between Chicago and Team USA. Dubuque has a 3-1 lead on Youngstown. Both of those teams undefeated. Youngstown has been impressive so far this season, but Dubuque with a 3-1 lead. That game is in the second intermission. Muskegon and Cedar Rapids are tied after the first period of play. Omaha and Des Moines are 1-1 with 13 minutes left in the second period. Waterloo leads Green Bay 2-1. In the second period with 16:54 remaining. In Sioux Falls, the Stampede have a 1-0 lead on the Indiana Ice with 18:25 left in the second period. And still in the first period, Sioux City and the Fargo Force tied 2-2. So that is your Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update as we are getting ready to start the second period of play. Here at the Icebox, once again, Tri-City leading Lincoln 2-0, the score. Early on here, Jared Schaffran with you on the call all night as we get set to start the second period of play. Lincoln is 2-0 this season. They have not lost a game. Tri-City 1-2. They got their first win a week ago, 4-3 over Sioux City. And they will play Lincoln again tomorrow in Kearney. the Viero Event Center. Get your tickets now as that one is getting pretty full. First game sold out. It's pink in the rink night tomorrow. The ice is ready to go. It's all pink. The Storm will be in their special commemorative limited edition pink jerseys. As we get set, just about 30 seconds before the players come back and take the ice here at the ice box. And, you know, this Lincoln team, they haven't struggled to score thus far. In their first two games, they scored 10 goals. However, they have lost some of their big-time scorers from last season, and the biggest guy is Kevin Waugh. They lost 104 points. Kevin Waugh scored 54 goals and 50 assists for Lincoln last season, quite the dynamic player. Other key losses for Lincoln include Jaron Hansen, Ralph Freiburgs, Brent Tate, and Matt Freese. All of those guys over 30 points. And those guys were big-time scorers for Lincoln this year, counting on returning players such as Luke Johnson, Paul Ledoux, Dominic Schein, Will Suter, and Tommy Shutt. And looking, if you're surprised you didn't hear a name, Dominic Schein, one of the leading guys on this Stars team, he is not in uniform tonight, serving a one-game suspension after last week when he got a major penalty for a headbutt. So he is out tonight, Schein. He will be back, we expect, for tomorrow night's game in Kearney. So Schein, expect to see him tomorrow. Now, last week, Mike McKee, Lincoln defenseman, was suspended. So already two suspensions for Lincoln players. And you got to think that head coach Chad Johnson for the Stars trying to calm his guys down, say, guys, you know, those two players, McKee and Schein, those are two of their co-captains. They're leaders on this team. And so you got to think head coach Chad Johnson is thinking, you know, guys, let's keep our talent on the ice. As the players are out here on the ice for the second period, we're getting ready to start. Storm leading the Lincoln Stars 2-0 here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Thanks for tuning in once again. My name is Jared Schaffern. Pleasure to bring you all the action here from Lincoln tonight. Both goals in this game have been scored by Tim Lappin. Big coming out party for him. He had just 1 point in the Storm's first three games. And now they're getting ready to go here. The opening draw looks like it'll be Brian Ward for the Storm against Brad Hawkinson for the Stars. Scratches for the Storm tonight. You heard from Grant Opperman, who's injured. Jared Linnell and Taylor Munson also injured, missing the first part of the season. Eli May had an injury in practice this week. He should be okay to go next week, but he's not playing this week. And also Jason Cotton, who fell ill on the bus ride over here. So the Storm dressing just 11 forwards, and they have just 7 defensemen here as the puck is dropped, and it promptly gets poked out of play. So we'll do it all over again here. Now the faceoff won by the Storm in their own end as the second period is underway. Play is up to Brian Ward. Ward in with some steam, but he gets taken off the puck nicely by Ledoux. Now picked up and taken the other way by the Storm, the Stars, as it's Wood. Wood tried to throw one towards the net. It was wide, and it caromed around to Heikki Liedis. Liedis with a little bit of a lazy pass that gets deflected away, but he picks it back up and dumps it in deep. Tightrope played it to McKee. Now Ledoux. Ledoux in the near side right hand circle. He dumps it all the way down. Icing waved off as Lettieri able to win the battle. A Storm player down behind the net, but he seems to be okay, as that is Dylan Maller. Maller back up on his feet. Once again, cleared in deep. Icing waved off. Fry out of his net to play it this time. On the near side wall, puck's thrown across the Storm zone to nobody. Picked back up by Gomez. Gomez outlet pass to Moore. Moore with some space and neutral ice. In onside. Down the left-hand side. Nice job right there by defenseman Fry. Zach Fry for Lincoln taking the puck away. Now he gets it up to DeVito. DeVito onside. Down the right-hand wing. Thrown towards the net. Goes wide. Rebound to Willett. Willett at the left point. Faked on a shot. Faked again. Now dumps it down low. Picked up by Glukowski. Clears it around the boards. The near side. Trevor Moore just dumps it into neutral ice. Played back in by Lincoln, but they were offside, had to tag up. Now back to Moore, neutral ice. Trevor Moore, stick handles a bit, now throws one in on net as he enters the zone. Tyke Robes saves it and plays it to Willett. Willett whiffed on a pass, but he got it over to DeVito. DeVito, cross-ice pass back to Willett, who got ahead of Halish and in onside the left-hand side, threw one toward the net, and it was deflected away. Rebound to DeVito. His shot was blocked. Cecere comes away with it. Cecere now makes a nice pass to Halish in neutral ice. Batted away, L'Esperance in offside, as the man a step ahead of the play was Tim Lappin. Storm lead 2-0 here, just underway in the second period. 17:55 left to go in this second period of play, as the faceoff is just outside of the Lincoln zone. Eric Scheid on the draw for the Stars. And L'Esperance won it for a second to Lappin. He dumped it in, but it went right on the Ledoux stick, and he'll move the other way. Ledoux up to Johnson. Johnson in onside. That's Luke Johnson in the near side corner. Pass to the top of the point. Wood. Shot gets deflected wide. Nice hit by McArdle in the near side corner. Lincoln remains in control of the puck with possession. Aston Reese picks it up in the corner. Chance in front. L'Esperance blocked it away. Now at the point, we see Woods. Woods takes a shot. Fry makes the save. Fry holds on. 17:20 left to go here in the second period of play from the icebox in Lincoln. Storm have a 2-0 lead here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Storm making a change here as they get set for the faceoff, which will come to the right of their goaltender, Christian Fry. Eric Scheid is the man in the circle for the Stars. Scrum off the draw, won by Lincoln. Keeping possession with it. Try to pass cross ice to Woods, and it went out of the zone. Picked up by Ledoux. Ledoux now up to Johnson. Luke Johnson gets hit off that puck. Chance in front. Nice job by the Storm. Clear the puck out of harm's way in front of their own net. Now into the near side corner. Bunch of players battling for it. Comes free to Tri-City. Clear pass from Brian Ward. Got deflected back into the Storm zone. Picked up by Cutler Martin. Lincoln goes off on a change. Martin to Ward. Ward gets hit by McKee. Stopped right there. Heikki Liedes with a nice hit on Ross Olsen. Back into neutral ice. It's McKee. McKee. Cross ice pass. Gets blocked away by the Storm. Now they clear it in onside. Storm decided to go change, and McKee picks it up behind his own end. Now Eastman fighting for it with Suter for the Stars. Suter comes away with the puck. Suter gets stopped right there as he tries to leave the zone by McMurphy. Nice job by Ryan McMurphy, but the Stars clear right back in to neutral ice. Here's Olsen trying to catch up with the puck. Olsen in onside on the left-hand side. Stops there. Moves one towards the net. Gets taken away by the Storm. Cleared out up to Eastman. Eastman holding in front of the Stars bench. We got a penalty upcoming to Lincoln. And the Storm will go back on the Century 21 power play. Every day is your sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call us at 308-234-5550. Penalty goes to Ross Olsen. 2 minutes for high sticking. 15:53 left in the second period. Storm on top, 2-0 over Lincoln, trying to extend the lead here on the Century 21 power play. They win the draw. Back to Glukowski at the point. Glukowski to Cecere at the other point. And now Vecchione tried to get it in deep. McKee stopped it there. And the Stars clear all the way down. Glukowski with a lot of pressure here from Wood. But he's able to fend it off, get to the puck, get some space behind his own net, and start the other way. Cecere to the red line. Nice pass to Lappin. Lappin in onside. Lappin behind the net on the backhand. Lappin gets hit by McKee. Puck's loose now on the far side corner. Moore had it for a second, but it's taken away by Wood. Wood neutralized. Nice job by Cecere getting over there and getting the puck that was too far ahead of Wood. Now the Storm trying to break out of their own zone and neutralize. It's Brian Ward. Leaves it for Cecere in onside. Cross-ice pass gets deflected in the air. Picked up by Trevor Moore behind the net. Moore fighting there with McKee against Ward. Puck's picked up by Lappin. Lappin out to the point to Cecere. Nice job keeping it in. Cecere cross-ice pass to Maller. Weak pass gets stolen away by Fry. Fry of the Stars That's Zach Fry, not to be confused with Christian, the Storm goaltender tonight. And the Storm have the puck 47 seconds left in the power play. Penalty to Olsen for high sticking. Cross-ice pass for the Storm. They dump it in deep. Goaltender out of his net, tightrope. Kept in by Maller. Puck is bouncing around on the right circle. Willett knocked it up to Suter, and he gets it out of the zone. Suter, chance for a break here, shorthanded, but they're offside. Aston Reese a little bit ahead of the play. 25 seconds left in the penalty to Ross Olsen. Olsen, 6'4", 200 pounds, a big guy. 1994 birth year, headed to Northeastern University in the coming future. I believe next season he'll come into Northeastern. Three players on this Lincoln team committed to Northeastern University, including Daniel Willett and Zach Aston Reese. Storm win the draw. They dump it in deep. Ward playing for it in the far side corner up to Bonner. Bonner bouncing puck up to Maller. Goes out of the zone. 7 seconds left in the Olsen penalty. Pass up for Ward. He just had to steer that one away from Willett, who was coming in hard. And now Lincoln picks it up, and they're at full strength. Storm lead 2-0, under 14 minutes left in the second period of play. Nice job by McMurphy. Excuse me, that is actually Roboski who dumped it in deep. Willett there to play it for the Stars in their own end. Now it's Roboski. Try to get it down low. Scheid takes it away. Scheid to Hawkinson. Back to Scheid. In onside, the right hand. Hawkinson, wrist shot. Goes wide. Rebound. Hawkinson gets hit on the backboards. Trying to get it out into the front. L'Esperance takes away that pass. Nice give and go between L'Esperance and Halish. They got a 2-on-1. Halish gets it taken away. Nice job there, but a rebound off the play. Gets thrown in front. McMurphy had a chance at it. McMurphy now trying to keep it in. Halish there, and the puck between the referee skates. Halish takes it. His pass blocked away. Rebound off the side of the net. Gets poked over to Eastman. Eastman, one-timer. Glukowski with some traffic in front. Gets saved there in front. Storm tried to keep it in at the blue line, but they couldn't. Back to L'Esperance in neutral ice, trying to get back into the zone. Stars holding him off there. Interception by Eastman now in neutral ice. He dumps it all the way deep. Icing waved off as the Storm allowed to make a change. Zach Pittman now in the game for Lincoln as Woods had it, but he gets it taken away in neutral ice, and the Storm dump in deep. Pittman behind his own net. Up to Woods. Too far ahead of him. Kept in by Eastman. Eastman takes a hit from Woods. Bonner had a chance. He threw it all the way across the ice for Lappin. Lappin picks it up on the far side corner. Now to Bonner. Bonner in that corner. Stops. Turns around. Passes blocked. Bonner goes after the pass. Had a chance for a second, and it's kept in. Now Pittman on the near side corner. Finally, Lincoln clears the zone. Cross ice pass. In onside for Wood. Wood on the backboards now. Chance in front. Back at the point. Fry with a shot, and he scores. Big shot right there from Zach Fry. At the right point, he beat Christian Fry. Glove side, Christian Fry, he waved the glove at it. He's been seeing that puck well so far tonight. On a broken play where the Storm had a lot of pressure in the Lincoln zone. If Lincoln finally cleared the puck out, and they came in onside with a big head of steam, Tri-City was caught on a change. And Zach Fry blasted a slap shot from the right point past Christian Fry. It's 2-1 Storm. Now off the faceoff, another chance. In onside, puck was a little too far ahead of the Stars player, Hummets, but he could have had a breakaway. Now taken back the other way by Moore. Moore for the Storm. Cross-ice pass taken away by DeVito. DeVito moving up the ice. Stars with a jump in their step now. DeVito slap shot, save Fry, rebound. Loose in front, taken away by the Storm, and Trevor Moore once again. Cleared all the way down the ice. Icing waved off. Storm make a change. Moore. Max Kota credited with one of the assists. We'll see who the second assist goes to in a second. We can check the box score as Halish has the puck now. Skipped over McKee's stick and into the Stars zone. Cleared away from harm's way by Ledoux. Now Ledoux takes a hit from Lappin. 2-on-1 for the Storm as they knock down Ledoux. Puck on the near side wall now. Storm fighting for it. Kata, who just was added for an assist on that goal, fighting for it. Crowd is coming alive here in Lincoln now with that goal. as they were pretty quiet before that. Storm had a 2-0 lead. Now it's 2-1. Icing waved off on the Stars as Christian Fry came out of the net to play a puck. That would have been called for icing. Storm able to clear the zone, though, and Lesperance converges with Lappin. The two of them just able to dump it in briefly over the blue line, but they get taken away by the Stars. Chance in as they move onside, taken away by Olsen. Stars have the puck in the Storm zone, showing some pressure here. Willett at the left point, down low for Olsen in the corner. Chance in front, still loose. Fry didn't know where it was, but it was cleared away into the far side corner. Now Willett with a chance, and the shot was blocked by Eastman. Storm still can't get a clean possession to clear, and luckily for Tri-City, the puck bounces up over the boards into the netting for a stoppage of play with 9:53 left to go in the second period of play. Tri-City leading 2-1. They got two goals in the first period from Tim Bonner. Now a response goal from the Stars to cut it to 2-1 by Zach Fry. Well, fans, it's time for a new feature here today. It's the Valentino's Storm Trivia Question of the Night, sponsored by Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Valentino's, eat in, carry out, or delivery. We've got you covered. Now, the goal here, tweet your answer to the Storm's Twitter account. That's at Tri-City Storm. You can tweet your answer, and we will retweet some of the correct answers at the end of the second period. Tonight's trivia question is, who did the Storm draft with their first pick in this year's entry draft? Once again, who did the Storm draft with their first pick in this year's entry draft? Tweet the correct answer to at Tri-City Storm on Twitter. And, of course, follow the Tri-City Storm on Twitter as well. You can like us on Facebook, the Tri-City Storm. And we will retweet some of the correct answers here at the end of the period. That's sponsored by Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Playback underway here as the Stars won the draw. Puck into the zone, went off the helmet of Vecchione. Now Vecchione able to pick it up. In onside to Ward, they had a give and go going. Lides picks up a loose puck. Stars player without a stick as the Storm trying to keep the advantage here. Ivy keeps it in at the right point. Poked away from Vecchione as Pittman's got it. Kept in by Ivy for a second, but now turn back over to Suter. Ivy does a great job on the back check, getting the puck back on a stick and holding up the Lincoln back check, Lincoln rush, I should say. As Fry, the clearing pass for Lincoln went on Fry's stick, and he's able to start the rush the other way. Now the Storm have it in onside. Pass from Lides was blocked, picked up by Aston Reese. His pass was blocked. Turnover. Brian Ward with a quick shot. Pad save by Tykrode. Starting the other way now. Shy. Pass in front. And that shot may have been blocked by Trevor Moore before it goes out of play into the netting. 8:48 left in the second period. Storm with a 2-1 lead. Both goals coming in the first period by Tim Lappin. Third goal of the game. First one for the Stars a few minutes ago by Zach Fry. Play now back underway as the Stars won the draw. Had it in neutral ice, but they dump it in. Glove down by Cutler Martin. Played in neutral ice now. Storm trying to dump it in deep, and they do. Lesperance, centering pass, gets deflected. Shot by Maller. Glove by Tykrode. Nice job there by the Storm, and Lesperance has set up that play, and Maller was Johnny on the spot with the shot. But Tykrode makes the save. 8:28 left to go in the second period. 2-1 lead for the Storm. Goal for Zach Fry. Give the assist to Jake Wood and Max Cotta at 8:03 of the second period, cutting the Storm lead to 2-1. Scheid wins the draw, and they'll move the other way. The Stars, the draw was in their own zone. As Cutler Martin gets to it, played in offside by the Stars, but they're able to tag up and keep control. Scheid tried to throw one towards the center, got blocked away. Now chipped up in the air, kept in for a second by McKee. Here come the Storm, a chance for a rush, but it was too far in front of the two Storm players rushing, and now Ledoux cleared it back. Back in for the Storm. Shot fired by Lappin went wide. Now Bonner got to a shot wide. Hrabowski shot wide. Rebound in front. Poked in front. Puck is still loose. It looked like Tightrope had it. But the play continues. Aston Reese with it for Lincoln. At the red line. Stopped there by the Storm. Bunch of players converge. Scheid played it back up to Aston Reese. Now he dumps it in. Takes a weird bounce off the boards right in front of the Storm net. Picked up by Tri-City. Halish trying to get it into Ward onside. He takes a big hit from Woods. Woods to Ledoux. Ledoux clears all the way down. Icing whistled on Lincoln. 7:17 left in the second period of play. The Tri-City Storm with a 2-1 lead here on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5 FM. So the faceoff comes all the way back down into the Lincoln zone to the right of goaltender Jackson Tightrope. Won by the Stars, and Woods gets to it. Woods passed to Hawkinson. Hawkinson rushing up the ice. In onside on the left-hand side towards the net. Pass went behind the net. Bounced off the backboards in the near side wall. Played there by the Storm. Bunch of players scrumming for it. Coming away with it is Woods of the Stars. Woods down low to Hawkinson. Chance in front. Cecere takes that one away. And now it's Trevor Moore. Moore in neutral ice with Brian Ward. Ward in onside. His pass was stopped there. Tried to get it up to Gomez. It was taken away. Now Wood comes away with it. Jake Wood. He got stopped in neutral ice. Storm able to get to the puck and clear it all the way down. They make a change. Justin Woods picks it up. Woods. Cross ice pass to Hawkinson. Gets to the red line and dumps in. He needed a change. But Vinny Lettieri, the first man there in the near side corner. Picked up by Fry, but the Storm clear the zone. Now it's L'Esperance into McMurphy. Cross-ice pass went over L'Esperance. Stick rebound. Eastman's shot went off Tightrope. Makes the save. Now the Stars cleared into neutral ice. McArdle. McArdle picks it up under 6 minutes left to go in the second period. Shot there from Lincoln. Went wide of the net. Bunch of players converging there behind the net. Storm pick up the puck. Tri-City with the puck. L'Esperance had it, but he lost it. Picked back up by Lincoln. They move in with some steam. Nice passing play. Quick shot. Saved by Fry. Rebound goes behind the play, behind the boards. Storm pick it up. Banked out by Cutler Martin and all the way down for icing. Unfortunate bounce for the Storm. As they're whistled for icing when they needed a change. 5:29 left in the second period of play. Storm on top, 2-1 over the Lincoln Stars. Been a much calmer second period, especially for the Storm. Here as they scored both of their goals in the first. Lincoln has the only goal here in the second. Give that one to Zach Fry. Waiting to drop the puck now. Faceoff is to the left of Christian Fry. We get a timeout. Josh Howji, head coach of the Tri-City Storm, has elected to call a timeout and use it here with 5:29 left in the second. I think for a few reasons. One, that was an icing call, and the Storm were not able to change their players. And they wanted fresh guys on the ice. Second of all, the momentum here in the second half of this period has been with Lincoln. They've had some good rushes and some good chances. I think the coach, Howji, here wants to calm things down and give his team a talking to about what they need to do for the final 5.5 minutes of the second period to come out of the second with this lead and then extend it. And the Storm will change bodies here, as those guys were tired. And that's always, you know, when you ice the puck and you got tired legs on the ice, it's always a recipe for disaster if you lose the draw and you can't clear it quickly. And Coach Josh Howji said, you know what? More than halfway through the game, I'm going to use my timeout. My team's in the lead. And now we're ready to start play. Storm win the draw in their own end. Ivy tried to clear it around, and it went out of play. Bad break for the Storm and Ryan Ivy as the puck literally disappeared. Vecchione was waiting for it on the other side, and they could never find it. So the faceoff will Restart play again. Christian Fry is ready in net. It's to his left. Faceoff this time won by Lincoln. Back to Ledoux at the right point. Shot in on net. Fry sticks it away. Now on the near side wall. Glukowski hits his man into the boards. Puck comes free. Tri-City comes away with it. Vecchione with some speed and neutral ice. Lost it for a second. McKee had it. Now back to Vecchione. Trying a centering pass. It was deflected away to the near side corner. Picked up by Tim Bonner. Bonner fighting with Ledoux. Ledoux wins the battle. Clears it out of the zone. Almost a turnover in neutral ice. Nice job, though. McArdle had to dive down and clear the puck away. Now the Stars in onside. Shot goes high. Rebound comes out to McKee at the left point. McKee's shot was blocked. Picked up down low by the Stars. On the far side corner, McArdle is there for the Storm, fighting with Kata. DeVito's there. Chance in front, taken away by Cecier. Lidis gets to it on the near side wall. He'll clear the zone. Lidis in neutral ice, now in onside. Left it for Vecchione. Vecchione, cross ice pass, didn't have enough on it. Ledoux intercepts. Stars moving the other way. It's big man Mike McKee. Centering pass taken away. Loose in front. Gets knocked to the backboards in the Storm zone. Picked up now by Cutler Martin. Martin outlet pass to Ward. Ward to Halish. Halish in onside. Leaves it there on a drop pass. Deflection on the shot. Lapin. Rebound Ward. Nice save by Tightrope on the rebound on Brian Ward. Cleared all the way down by Lincoln. 3:45 left in the second period. Storm with a 2-1 lead. On the near side wall. Cross-ice pass for the Storm. They have it. Cutler Martin dumps it in deep, wraps it around the boards. Halish there on the near side wall. Lets it go free for Ivy, who kept it in. Ivy makes a deke move and dumps it in deep. Nice job by Ryan Ivy. Tim Lappin's there. McMurphy trying to cycle with Lapin in the near side corner. Willett is there for the Stars, working with McMurphy. Pass over to Halish. Slap shot goes wide of the net. Picked up by Glukowski. Glukowski wrister deflected wide of the net. Halish picks it up. Storm are pressing here to Lapin. Lapin to the slot. Shot deflected over high of the net. Off the boards. Kept in for a second by Lapin. Now it's taken away by Suter. Suter on the rush. In onside. Holds at the top of the left circle. Shot score! Will Suter coming back after the Storm had a long shift. The same kind of play that Lincoln scored their first goal on. Storm have a long shift in the Star zone. And finally, when they can get possession, Suter had a lot of room. He moved up ice, stopped at the top of the left-hand circle, unleashed a wrist shot. Fry seemed to see it pretty well. There wasn't any many in front, and he got a piece of it, but it went five holes into the back of the net. So Will Suter gets his first goal of the game. Suter had two goals last week against Des Moines. Olsen gets credit for the assist, and we're tied at two. 2:40 left to go in the second period. It's in the Tri-City Storm zone. There are about seven players along the wall trying to move it. Finally they do. Wrist shot from Johnson, and Fry makes the save. Lincoln fans rejoicing here as Fry holds on. 2:29 left in the second period. Tri-City Storm 2, Lincoln Stars 2, here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Jared Schaffrin with you here as we get to the later stages of the second period. We'll have a full 20 minutes coming for you after the Central Hydraulic intermission report. Face off in the Storm zone to the left of Fry. Won by the Stars, and Aston Reese has it on the backboards. Maller fighting with him there. Moved around to the near side corner. Kept in by Ledoux. Cycle going now for the Stars. Chance in front. Ledoux couldn't put it in. Kept in by Scheid. Storm trying to clear, they do. To Ledoux in neutral ice. He dumps it in cross corner. 2 minutes left to go in the second period. Storm just trying to get out of this period even. 2-2 right now. Storm are losing their legs a little bit as they clear the zone. Now a one-on-one here with Lidis. Lidis makes a move to the net. Backhand shot wide. He comes in and charges the net off the moorings. He avoided Tightrope. Lidis just got caught up there. He did not plow into Tightrope. In fact, Tightrope wasn't even there. Lidis just lost an edge and went plowing into the net. Tightrope sidestepped it. No penalty on the play because there was no contact except for Lidis in the net. 1:43 left in the second period of play here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Thanks for joining us, Storm and Lincoln Stars in the first of a home and home. First game of the Good Life Cup this season. Good Life Cup being played between the three Nebraska teams. Whoever has the best winning percentage among the three will take home the inaugural trophy. And this is the first game. Storm will have 9 games against the Stars this season. Faceoff won by Lincoln. Pass a little too far ahead of Wood. Wood takes down Moore. No call there. And now a little bit sloppy here in neutral ice. Storm pick it up. Ivy moves in onside. Lost the puck for a second. Dumped in by McMurphy. Ivy takes a big hit from Woods. Pass out to Moore. Shot saved by Tightrope. Rebound goes to Wood. Wood charging it down the ice with 1:15 to go in the period. Wood cross ice centering pass. Nice job. Saved away and Moore has it. Fry was there. He read it perfectly. And Trevor Moore cleared the zone. Now it's dumped back into the Tri-City zone onside. Ivy with a risky backhanded pass, but he gets it to Moore, who gets it up the ice. And the Storm are offsides as Ward tried to leave it back for Lappin, and he got buried as he came into the zone. And he was offside. 55 seconds left in the second period of play. Storm, Stars, tied at 2 apiece. Face off just outside the Stars zone as they complete a line change. Goals for the Stars here in this period. Zach Fry with a big one. Will Suter with the other one. Fry's was really big. Total momentum changer early on in the period. As the Storm iced the puck here off the faceoff. 45 seconds left in the period. Teams are tied 2 apiece. After the completion of the second period, we'll have the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report for you here on the Breeze. We'll recap this period, and we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We'll also get you the answer to that Valentino's Buffet trivia question. As the Storm win the draw in their own zone, Lidis has it on the near side wall. Lidis dumps it up for Ward, not out of the zone, kept in by the Stars. Down low for Scheid. Scheid takes a hit from Cecere. Storm moving around. McArdle gets taken off. Chances in front as Fry tried to cover and couldn't. Now another chance for Ledoux, and it goes wide. 14 seconds left in the period. Storm trying to get out of this period. Stars are pressuring. Chance in the slot. Scheid with the shot. Saved by Fry. Fry had a beat on it. It was a low shot. He saves it and hops on top. 6.6 seconds left in the second period. Teams are tied at 2. Storm will elect for a line change here for the last 6 seconds as that shift had been on quite a while. Faceoff is in the Storm zone to the right of Fry. Christian Fry was perfect in the first period, has allowed 2 goals here in the second. We're tied at 2. Faceoff won by Lincoln in the Storm zone. Chance in front! Quick shot, Fry with a big save as time expires. Would have counted. Bonner got to the rebound, cleared the zone. Christian Fry with a couple big saves late in the period to keep the score 2-2. 20 minutes left to go in this game. Storm had the better of the things in the first period, scoring 2 goals. Lincoln comes back in the second, scores 2 goals of their own. We're going to take a break. And we'll be back with the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report when we return here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ.
What does total freedom feel like to you? The open road? The wind in your hair? Or relaxing on the beach with no worries in sight? At Vero, we've taken a different approach to freedom. Introducing Vero To Go, the best coverage at the best price with no contract required. Vero To Go offers unlimited talk and text for $35 a month, and unlimited data is only $10 more. And the best part? Your bill drops after just 3 months of use. Welcome to Viero, and welcome to a world without boundaries. Visit Viero.com for details.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with pillow-top beds for a great night's sleep to the free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of meetings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today at 308-234-2541.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Arma Coatings Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Arma Coatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Arma Coatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching five white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
This is Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jarrett Shaffron.
Welcome inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report here in Lincoln. The Stars and the Storm are tied 2-2. Tri-City scored two goals in the first period. Lincoln answers with two of their own in the second period. Now we'll move to the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Looking at the score sheet here, two goals in the second period. Both scored by the Lincoln Stars. First one scored 8 minutes and 3 seconds into the second by Zach Fry. Assists go to Jake Wood and Max Cotta. And that was a play where, you know, the Storm had a long shift in the Stars' end, and it was moved out by Cotta. He gave it to Wood, and there was a lot of time for Zach Fry to set up. He unleashed a wrist shot, or actually a slap shot, from the right point, and it beat Christian Fry, glove side. Lincoln was back in the game, and the momentum shifted from there. No more penalties in that period, but Lincoln had the better of the play. You know what? Tri-City had a lot of chances, and they had some good possession, but they couldn't get anything to show for it. And late in the period, with under 3 minutes to go, Tri-City had a really long shift in the Lincoln zone, a really nice shift for a bunch of guys, moving the puck well. However, again, on the counterattack, this time Zach Fry picks up an assist along with Ross Olsen as Will Suter had a lot of time at the top of the left circle on the other side, and he beat Christian Fry 5-hole to tie up the game at 17:04 of the second period. So we're tied 2-2. There's been three penalties to Lincoln in this game, just one for Tri-City, and that's a key right there. Tri-City needs to stay out of the box here in the third period, because Lincoln will make them pay. And, you know, Tri-City, I would say they've had the better of the play 5-on-5 for a large part of this game. But they need to be smart, getting back on the back check, and they need to capitalize on their opportunities. So far, the Storm are 1-for-3 with a power play. Lincoln just 0-for-1. Shots on goal, Tri-City 17, Lincoln 24. Here, and that's the Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. So, we have 20 minutes left to go in this one. The Storm and the Stars tied 2-2. We're going to step aside for a quick break, and we'll be back with the Midway Auto USHL out-of-town scoreboard update here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ.
Storm Hockey and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska are teaming up once again to fight cancer. The annual Jerseys for a Cause program presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska is back. Storm by the Vieira Wireless Guest Services tend at Storm home games and purchase a $1 jersey raffle ticket and help fight cancer. Each Storm game, one of the game-worn pink in the ring jerseys will be raffled off with the monthly proceeds going to an organization in the Tri-Cities. In the 2011-2012 season, the program generated over $10,000 for organizations. This year, the program will benefit the Tackle Cancer Fund, Buffalo County Relay for Life, Make-A-Wish Foundation, Grand Island St. Francis Hospital Cancer Center, the Good Samaritan Hospital Cancer Center, and the Mary Lanning Hospital Cancer Center in Hastings. So join the Storm and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska in an effort to fight cancer in our area. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, count on us to be there when you need us.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free.
Absolutely free.
That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better.
Feel better.
Perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian Steel Toolboxes, Ladder Racks, Pronghorn Utility Bodies, Flatbeds, Tommy Gate Lifts, and Boss Snow Plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with pillow-top beds for a great night's sleep to the free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of meetings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, next door to the Vieira Event Center. Call us today at 308-234-2541.
My Bud Light caught two touchdowns last week.
My Bud Light caught fumbleitis.
Welcome to Bud Light Fantasy Football, where every bottle is a player.
My Bud Light ran for 152 yards.
My Bud Light went 27 for 35 for 353 yards and 3 touchdowns.
My Bud Light is on the IR with Turf Toe.
Find codes on specially marked bottles of Bud Light and start building your fantasy team at BudLight.com/FFL.
Against my Bud Light, defenses don't stand a chance.
My Bud Light is wide open. Throw him the ball.
With Bud Light Fantasy Football, your bottle is your player. Win amazing NFL prizes all season long. Bud Light Fantasy Football. Here we go.
You'll definitely see my Bud Light on the highlight reel.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 and over. Ends 12/30/12. To play without a purchase, write to code request box 251-328 West Bloomfield, Michigan 48325. See rules at BudLight.com/FFL. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your Tri-City Storm now into the third and final period. Believe purple. This is Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5.
Back inside the icebox here in Lincoln as we're getting set for the third period. Storm and Stars tie 2-2. Two goals for the Storm in the first period. Two goals for the Stars in the second. Now it's time for the Midway Auto Group scoreboard update. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. As we look at that out-of-town scoreboard here. And there's a couple close and contested games. First being Team USA and Chicago in overtime. The Steel come away with a victory coming from behind. Team USA had a 2-0 lead early in that one. And Chicago able to win it in overtime, 4-3. Steel have been looking good early on here in the early going. Dubuque has defeated Youngstown. So Dubuque and Lincoln remain the only undefeated teams left in the USHL, I believe. Take a quick look and make sure I'm right about that. Muskegon is also undefeated. So Muskegon and Dubuque and Lincoln now the only undefeated teams. Storm trying to take down Lincoln here tonight. Dubuque defeats Youngstown 4-1. In Ohio, nice win for the Fighting Saints. Muskegon looks like they might still be undefeated after tonight. They have a 2-0 lead on Cedar Rapids on the road for the Lumberjacks. Second intermission in that game, once again, 2-0 Muskegon. Des Moines with a 3-1 lead over the Omaha Lancers. Lancers have gotten off to a slow start, 1-3 coming in here, and all of their games, again, on the road, as they have no home games until the Storm head there to open up their new building. A disadvantage for the Lancers early on could become an advantage later on, but right now, in the second intermission, they trail to Des Moines 3-1. Waterloo leads Green Bay 3-1. Beginning of the third period in that game, Waterloo, one of the top teams here in the Western Conference. Green Bay in the Eastern Conference is 0-2-2 to start the season, in danger of dropping yet another game here to Waterloo, down 3-1 early on in the third period. Sioux Falls with a 4-1 lead over Indiana. A battle there. Sioux Falls is 2-2 to start the season. Indiana 2-3. And Sioux Falls here at home tonight on top 4-1 in the second intermission. And finally, we got a barn burner here in Fargo. Sioux City and the Fargo Force are tied 3-3. Middle of the second period in that one. They're the only game behind us as Sioux City and Fargo go head-to-head. Sioux City's record 0-1-2. They're still looking for their first win of the season. Fargo with 4 points. They have a 2-2 record through four games. They're tied with Lincoln, Waterloo, and Sioux Falls atop the standings here in the Western Conference, as Youngstown had a lead in the Eastern Conference. Actually, they still do. With a 4-1 record, they've got 8 points. Dubuque is now 3-0, 6 points for them. So, as we get set to go here, the players taking the ice in the third period. We're done with the Central Hydraulic intermission report, and we are ready for the third period of play. By the way, the answer to the trivia question that we posed earlier on in the game, no one with the correct answer. Come on, guys, got to get on the Twitter. Here, make sure you follow Tri-City Storm. That's at Tri-City Storm. The correct answer, Garrett Gomez, was the first pick by the Storm in the first round of this year's entry draft. So remember that one. Garrett Gomez, the correct answer. Garrett has a goal so far this season. He'll be heading to Denver University when he's done with his Storm career. And the players are on the ice, getting ready to go here in the third period. Thanks for listening. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM. My name is Jared Schaffer, and I'll be bringing you the third period in just a minute. We've got a 2-2 game between the Tri-City Storm and the Lincoln Stars. Christian Fry was perfect in the first period, allowed two goals in the second. His counterpart, Jackson Tykrobe, allowed two goals in the first, but has been locked down ever since. As we are ready to start the third period, Lincoln trying to continue to be undefeated here. They got a 2-0 record to start the season. This is their third consecutive game at home. Their first road game of the season will be tomorrow night at the Viero Event Center when the Tri-City Storm will host Pink in the Rink night. The rink is all painted pink. They're ready to go for tomorrow. And a lot of action tomorrow night at the Viero Event Center. Brian Ward in the circle, ready to take the draw for the Storm. He will go against Eric Scheid for the Stars. Storm, this third period, going left to right on your radio dial. Stars going right to left. 2-2 game. Everybody's ready to go. Should be a good 20 minutes of hockey here as the Storm win the faceoff. Get it to Cecilia. Now McCardle to Vecchione. Bounces it off the boards up to Ward onside. Ward into the Stars zone. Has it there. On the near side board, Vecchione evades a hit, throws one towards the net. Tykrobe makes the save. Rebound comes out for the Stars. In neutral ice, nifty move by Hawkinson. Comes in onside. Wood there, takes a hit. And Cecier comes away with the puck. Cecier left it there for Lidis. Cecier gets hit as he comes into the zone. Puck is put into the air, gloved down quickly by Gomez. And now the Storm come in onside. Gomez makes a nice move. Frees up some room in the near side corner. Try to centering pass. Got deflected. Gomez picks it back up and keeps it in. Cross ice pass a little too far out of the reach of Cutler Martin. His shot gets deflected into the near side corner. Picked up by Gomez. Gomez in the corner. Trying to get it to Moore. Gomez with a big hit. But the Stars clear the zone. Maller now up to Moore. Moore with some steam. In onside. Over to Bonner with a backhand shot. That went wide and caroms all the way around out of the zone. Back in, though, into the Stars zone. Here comes Bonner with some speed. Bonner to the front of the net. Rebound goes wide. Storm had a chance there. Rebound comes out. Now Tri-City with the puck. Moore down low. Trying to find Gomez. Good shift here for the Storm. Try a one-timer. Goes wide. Gomez picks it up in the near side corner. Gomez tried to pass for Ward. Moore trying to get it back, and now finally Lincoln comes away with it. Here's where the Storm is susceptible after a good shift. Wood in onside, finally taking it off the puck. Lukowski broke up that pass, and the Storm come away. It's Ryan Ivey with some room. Skates out of the zone, pass up to Moore. Moore couldn't get it farther than the red line, and Lincoln has the puck. Willett leads the rush, leaves it off for Aston Reese. Glove save by Ivey. Lappin takes it away up to Halish. Halish didn't have numbers, got to the red line, left it back for Lappin. Tried to get a pass to McMurphy, but it was dumped back in to the Storm zone. McCardle picks it up. McCardle off the backboards to Cecier. Cecier in front of the net to Lappin. Lappin off the boards, up for McMurphy. Lappin gets taken down. He'll have to go to the bench. Offside on the Storm as McMurphy came in offside, I believe. On the other side, a step off was Peter Halish. 17:32 left to go in the game. Storm and Stars tied 2-2. Face off won by the Stars in their own zone. Long cross ice pass all the way in on Fry. Gets a miniature snow shower from Will Suter, who has a goal in this game. It was the equalizer late in the second period. Play stops. 2-2 is the score, 17:23 left on the clock. Face off to the right of Fry. Ward for the Storm and Brent Wold for the Stars. Wold tries to win it in front, go right to the net with it, but Ward stops him there. Here comes Lappin. Lappin on the near side wall, evades a check, and dumps it in deep. Ward takes a big hit in the near side corner, but he's able to control the puck. Now he loses it. It goes to Olsen. Olsen, nice cross-side pass on the outlet here to Lincoln, and Fry is in offsides as he takes a hit from Glukowski. Glukowski gave him an extra hit after the whistle had blown, and then Fry retaliated with a slash in the midsection. Glukowski is doubled over. Even though he's the one who initiated the contact, Fry, they're motioning, he's got to go to the box, and Fry will get a penalty. Not sure if they're going to call something on Glukowski, as he clearly did hit Fry after the whistle. Fry's in the box. Glukowski's trying to tough it out. I don't think he's going. Nolan Glukowski draws a power play here. Century 21 power play opportunity for the Storm. Every day is your sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process to buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call Century 21 at 308-234-5550. So the penalty goes to Fry, who has a goal in this game. Unfortunate call for Lincoln, as Glukowski was right there and was part of the play. But that slash that came after what was called. Storm win the draw in the Lincoln zone. Kept in at the left point by Cecere. Nice job, but it was picked up down low by a Stars player and cleared to center ice. Glukowski stays in there after he was doubled over in pain. Gives it to Cecere. Cecere skates freely through neutral ice and dumps it in deep. Out of his net to play it was Tightrope. Glukowski tried to keep it in at the right point, but he couldn't. Now Glukowski in neutral ice has a back checker, Hawkinson. Glukowski leads it onside. Lappin had a chance, but he couldn't get a shot off. Vecchione's got it. Vecchione leaves it for Glukowski. A lot of pressure from Lincoln, and the puck comes out of the zone as Cecere was hounded there by Wood. Cleared all the way down the ice. Wood, first man to get it for Lincoln, killing all kinds of time. Clears it off the boards, though, right to Ward, with Lincoln in the middle of a change. Ward in onside. No, offside as the play is whistled down. 16:02 left in the game. 59 seconds left on the penalty to Zach Fry. Fry, the call went for roughing, but it could have been called a slash. And now there's a penalty to Tri-City. Looks like Nolan Glukowski, who got off without a penalty, Glukowski will sit for roughing. I didn't see where the roughing came that late. I saw roughing right off the bat a minute ago, but I didn't see one there. The referee's calling for roughing. It's 4-on-4 for the next 51 seconds here. The Storm with the puck. Lides on the near side wall, in onside, gets taken off the puck. Daniel Willett, the speedy defenseman, comes away with it. Puck bounces over his stick, however, and the Storm pick it back up. Cutler Martin dumps it into neutral ice. All the way down into the Lincoln zone. Willett with it in the near side corner. Fans on a pass, but Lettieri keeps it in Stars' possession. Lides is forechecking here. 4-on-4 for 25 more seconds. Ward fighting with McKee. McKee goes down. Storm changing. There's the pucks in front of the Lincoln bench. McKee picks it back up. He's back on his feet. Up to Lettieri. He dumps it in deep. Fry out of his net to play it. Fry, dangerous pass, but he gives it to Ivy. I thought he almost gave it over to Scheid. And now losing a glove was Ivy, but Cecere dumps it all the way the length of the ice, as now Fry comes out of the box and the Storm are shorthanded for another 52 seconds. Here comes Lincoln. Playing neutral ice, a few players fell down. Puck continues to be moved. Chance in front, and Wood had a chance at a one-timer, but he couldn't get a stick on it. Scheid picks it up for Lincoln in neutral ice. 38 seconds left in the power play. Shot gets deflected wide. Rebound cleared around. McArdle keeps it in. Now on the near side wall. Lettieri to the center. McArdle takes it away. Puck was loose through the crease. Scheid couldn't get a stick on it. Scheid throws one that's blocked around in front. Now back to the near side wall. Scheid on the corner. evades Cecere, gets the puck to Lettieri. 9 seconds left in the Lincoln power play. Willett at the point. Lettieri back to Willett at the top of the point. Down low to Ledoux. Ledoux with a shot. Fry with a save. We're at even strength. Picked up by Wood. Wood gets hit by Vecchione. Cecere clears the zone. Storm try to change here as Willett gets it back on his stick. He gives it to Ledoux. Ledoux dumps in deep. Cutler Martin around to play it in the far side corner. Martin with a big Hawkinson all over him. They get the turnover. Wood had it turned back over by Moore. Kept in by Lincoln, but gloved down by Cutler Martin, and he goes the other way. Martin with some speed through central ice. He lost the puck in the Lincoln zone, however, and now the Stars come away with it. Stars, 3-on-3. They rush up the ice, taken away on the back check by Lappin. Lappin moves in onside, gets taken away. Back to neutral ice. Maller with it on his stick. 13:17 left in the game. 2-2, Stars and Storm. Storm have it. It's Lappin. In onside on the left-hand side. Throws one towards the center. It gets deflected into the backboards. Lincoln comes away. They bank it off the boards and out of the zone. Johnson had it. Gets poked away. Woods got it now in neutral ice. Wood turns it over to Bonner. Bonner with no numbers. He'll dump it in deep, and the Storm will go for a change. Cleared around to the near side wall now in the Lincoln zone. Trying to start a breakout. Storm on the forecheck. Doing a good job right now. Here comes the pass to Wold. Wold out of the zone into neutral ice. He gets hit as he puts the puck into the Storm bench. Stoppage of play with 12:39 left to go in this game. Storm and Stars tied 2 apiece. As a big kill there for the Storm in those last 55 seconds that they were shorthanded. A couple tense moments, but they were able to quiet things down here as they win the draw. Hallish with a nice move, trying to get around Pittman. Down deep into the near side corner. Taken away by Lincoln as he got hit, Hallish did. Now a hit by L'Esperance as the puck came out of the zone. It was poked back in nicely by Eastman. Lincoln with the puck in their own zone. Just over 12 minutes left in this game. We're tied at 2. Ward trying on the forecheck to create a turnover. He gets it to Vecchione. Vecchione trying to backhand pass to Ward. Deflected. And now it goes on to the stick of Olsen. Olsen down the near side wall. Dumps it in deep. Played around there for Wold. Wold gets hit off the puck. Olsen tried to cross ice pass to Willett, but it was cleared out of the zone. Back in onside now for Maller. As the Storm moved the other way, so the Storm dumping it into the Stars zone. Ward kept it in. He got knocked down while he did so. And now here comes the Stars. In onside. Nice job by Wold, and he just goes for a change after dumping it in. Lide is trying to clear it out, and on a second attempt, Ward gets it in neutral ice. Some more forecheck for Vecchione. Evades a player, and now Lincoln in onside. Cotta lost the puck as he got hit. Lides, he dumps all the way down, and the race for the icing is won by Lincoln and Paul Ledoux. Icing is whistled on the Storm. And we're going to have a Storm player going into the locker room. It's Ryan Ivey. Not sure what the problem was. He was on the bench. And when the puck stopped there, play stopped. Ivey and Matt Stern head to the locker room. Try to get a word of what's going on in there. We'll let you know if Ivy can return. The Storm did dress 7 defensemen, so they should be okay if Ivy can't go the rest of the way. Play underway now in the Storm zone. Roboski on the ice. Lost it to Hummets. Hummets with a wraparound try. Saved by Fry. Rebound comes loose in the near side corner. And a stoppage as the play was played with a high stick. Cotta touched it, and it was played with a high stick. We get a media timeout here. 11:02 left in this game. Tri-City and Lincoln are tied 2 apiece here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Thanks for tuning in. If you missed the beginning of this game, the Storm dominated the first period of play. 2 goals by Tim Lappin. 1 a power play goal assisted by Trevor Moore and Michael Vecchione. And then just 25 seconds later, Lappin adds his 2nd of the night from Tim Bonner and Ryan Ivey. Those are the Storm's 2 goals. In the second period, the tables turned in favor of Lincoln. Zach Fry scored at 8:03 of the period. Jake Wood and Max Cotta with the assists. And then Will Suter followed that one up about 10 minutes later at 17:04. Assists go to Ross Olsen and Zach Fry. So for Square, 2-2. is the score. Both teams at even strength. 11:02 left to go in the game. Here on the Breeze, we'll have it all for you, as well as the post-game show where you're here from head coach Josh Howgie, possibly a player. We've talked to Trevor Moore and Brian Ward already in the short season. Storm and Lincoln will do it all over again tomorrow night, 7:05. The puck will drop from the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Pink in the rink night tomorrow at the Viero Event Center as they get ready to start play in the Lincoln zone. Face off to the left of Tightrope. Face off won by Lincoln, and they got a head of steam coming down the ice. It's Wood. Nice play on the back check by McArdle. Takes the puck away. Into the corner now. And now on the near side wall, Gomez trying to evade a few players. Kept it away from Hawkinson for a second, but couldn't move it up the ice. Picked up by McArdle. Now to Cecere behind his own net. Cecere plays it around the far side wall to Trevor Moore. Moore on the far side wall. Finally gets it to neutral ice. Stars poke it back in towards the net, but McArdle gets possession of it in front of his own net. McArdle waited a long time. Turned it over. Almost, but is picked back up by Cecere. Trevor Moore now with some speed. Leads it over for Bonner. Shot! Went wide. Bonner had all day on a breakaway. Almost a 2-on-0. He put it wide. Rebound for Maller. He shot that one wide from the point. Rebound to Lincoln now. Wow, Bonner and Trevor Moore had a lot of time. And it's tough to see on the other end. Bonner put it wide of the net. I'm not sure if Tightrope got a piece of it or not. Storm in their own zone now as Maller wraps it around the boards. Gomez clears it out. And now L'Espérance has got a chance. L'Espérance down the right side. Quick shot goes wide. I think it was deflected there as the Stars come away. Lincoln moves it up and a nice hit by Glukowski on Johnson in neutral ice. Puck goes off the foot of Eastman, and now it's a chance for Eastman. He tries to poke it away from Tightrope out of the net. Rebound for Ward. Backhand shot blocked. Now behind the net. Ward still with the puck on his own rebound. Ward circling in the far side corner. Down low to L'Espérance. L'Espérance cycling on the left circle. Chance in front. Goes wide for Eastman. Eastman trying to keep it in. Ward over there. Kept in for a second. Now cleared all the way down. No icing as it touched Glukowski. 9:07 left in the game. Glukowski plays it around to Hrabowski. Hrabowski's pass gets stolen away. Chance in front. Fry makes a save. Rebound's loose. Play is blocked. Rebound again for Fry. Storm trying to get composed. Shot goes wide off the back of the net. Rebound in front. Another chance gets saved by Fry. Now it's behind the net. Hummets and Glukowski going at it. Penalty. And it might be on Nolan Glukowski. Hummets might have not had a stick. It was a melee. Glukowski is headed into the box. Christian Fry making a couple big-time saves on a loose scramble in front of the Storm net to keep the Storm tied in this game 2-2. Glukowski to the box for the second consecutive time. He had a penalty about 4 minutes into the period. 2 minutes up on the board. Storm need a big kill here as we're tied 2-2, 8:44 remaining in the game. Face off to the left of Fry. Storm trying to win it forward, but it's back on the stick of Loudy. Or excuse me, Ledoux. 2 minutes for cross-checking the call on Glukowski. Chance in front, shot wide by Wood. Rebound for Ledoux. Ledoux switch places with Woods. Slap shot gets blocked by McArdle. What a block. McArdle, a warrior, going to the bench after that one. Right off the right knee. And McArdle gets to the bench after blocking that shot. Back in on side now for Woods. Woods at the left point. Cross-ice pass to Ledoux. Shot goes wide. It was a pass, actually, to Scheid. Storm cleared around but not out. Kept in by Ledoux. Down low to Wood. Wood to Scheid behind on the backboards. Cecere on him. He moves out to the top of the right circle. Scheid. Looking. Down low for Wood. Wood with Cecere on him. Back pass to Ledoux. Down low to Scheid. 1 minute left in the penalty. Up top. Blocked by Bonner. It's in his equipment. He dumps it deep. Tim Bonner with a big shot block and he clears the ice. 51 seconds left in the penalty. Down low. Stars have it. Scheid moves in onside. Scheid. Down into the corner. Chance in front. One-timer. Fry makes the save. DeVito got a stick on wanted to redirect it towards Fry. Not a ton of juice on the shot, but Fry was there. He kept everything covered down low, and he got it, stopped it first with a stick, and then he hopped on top. Christian Fry playing well here in the third period. Goaltender's got to be your best penalty killer. 39 seconds left in the penalty to Glukowski. 7:23 left in the game. Storm and Stars tied at 2. Off the draw, Maller with a backhanded clear out of the zone. Nice job by Dylan Maller, and he's going to go off for a change. McArdle back onto the ice. He doesn't miss a shift after that block. Still limping a little bit, but he looks to be okay. In onside for Fry. Evades Ward. Now into the corner. Fry looking for a man at center to Johnson. Johnson to DeVito. Willett with a slap shot. Fry with the save. Rebound. Fry with another save. Rebound is loose behind the net. Lincoln with it. Pops out in front to Ward. He's got some room to skate out. Ward. Risky play, but he skates out. 3 seconds left. Lincoln's got it. Here comes a 5-on-2 as the player comes out of the box, but they pass it right in the skates of Hrabowski. Johnny Hrabowski keeps it in the corner. Storm trying to get it out of the zone. We're at even strength. 6:30 to go in the game. DeVito winds up for a slap shot blocked by Ward. Rebound goes to Glukowski off the boards in a neutral ice. Glove down by Fry. He dumps it in deep. Glukowski fell down trying to go to the bench. No call coming. Didn't see if there was a hit or not. Sasir plays it to Hrabowski. Hrabowski up to Halish. Halish played it up to Lappin in his skates. Had to hold up, but he dumps in onside. Chance in front, and it looked like the puck just trickled in on Tykrub. Not any serious chance for the Storm, but he covers with 6:06 left in the game. Storm, Stars, tied 2 apiece. No goals here yet in the third period. 2 for the Storm in the first, 2 for the Stars in the second. That's how we've gotten here on the Breeze. 94.5, thanks for tuning in. Should be a good last 6 minutes and 6 seconds of play. Storm with a draw. Shot by Lappin goes wide of the net. Rebound comes out to Lettieri. He gets held up at his own bench. Nice job by the Storm. Bonner in onside. Bonner trying to move past 2 defenders. Goes down in the near side corner. Down low. Played on the backboards. Storm still with the forecheck. They're trying to keep it in the zone. 2-a-side battle on the far side corner. Lappin had it for a second. Still with it in the corner. Leaves it for Halish. Halish up top to Hrabowski. Wrist shot. Traffic in front. Rebound. Swatted at by Ward. Couldn't get a good shot. Here comes the Stars the other way. 5:30 left to go in the game. Wood in onside. He takes a hit from Hrabowski. Trying to move the puck. Hrabowski to Glukowski. Glukowski hit Lettieri. Lettieri still with it. Now Lappin is on him. Chance for the pass in the front. Glukowski sticks it away to Halish. Halish just trying to get to the red line. Cross ice pass over to Ward. Ward in onside. Evades a hit. Ward stops. Another move. Chance in front. Ward with a big deke. And it's a big pile up in front. Whistle blows. Wow. Brian Ward made quite the moves. Little too fancy maybe as he had a lot of time. It was after Ward evaded 2 hits and 2 defenders. He had all day in front of tightrope, but he tried to make a few dekes, and he deked himself out of the play. Puck went wide of the net. I don't even know if he got a good shot on because everyone caught up to Ward. He bought all the time he could, and he got kind of piled on at the side of the net. Play stops with 4:59 left in the game. 2-2 the score in Lincoln. Teams will do this again tomorrow night. It's been a wild one here tonight. Shot from the point from McArdle off the draw was blocked in front by Lincoln. Rebound scrum for Storm get possession. It's Trevor Moore. Moore down low behind the net. Taken away by a Lincoln player and dumped all the way down the length of the ice. Racing for the puck. A few players for it. And Sasir wins the race. Icing called on Lincoln. Aston Reese was the player for the Stars racing down there. Garrett Sasir absolutely gassed as he gets to the bench, but well worth it as the Stars unable to change. 4:40 left in this game. Faceoff comes all the way back down to the Lincoln zone. McMurphy is on the draw for the Storm, as he is usually a wing, but with Jason Cotton unable to go tonight due to an illness on the bus, McMurphy has been filling in here, as well as Eastman, as the Storm only dressed 11 forwards. Stars have the puck in their own zone. Their pass is blocked down in neutral ice. Here comes Trevor Moore. Moore down the right side to the net. Shot. Save. No rebound as Tightrope covers up. A lot of traffic in front. Everybody's up there. Some words said after the whistle. Referees pull everybody apart. 4:20 left in the game. Faceoff is still coming in the Lincoln zone. This time, however, the Stars can change. Once again, thanks for listening here on KLIQ, the Storm. That there's air of excitement here early on in the season. This game is tied late, just like their home opener last week. It's 2-2. 4:20 remaining in the game. Bonner on the draw to the left of Tightrope. Scrum off the draw. Bonner trying to pinch in and keep it on the backboards, but it's one up to Wood on the sideboards. Wood makes a cross-ice pass. It jumps up in the air over towards the Storm bench. Dumped in deep by Lettieri. All the way around for Wood. Chance in front. Pass got deflected. Rebound, wraparound try by Hawkinson. Got batted away by the Storm out of the zone. Back on the Lincoln sticks. Here as Wood has it at the red line. Dumps in deep. 3:50 left to go in the game. Suter, who has the game-tying goal, had it for a second. Now Lidis. Nice pass up to Bonner, and it's a delayed penalty on the Stars. Bonner, cross-ice pass, and the Stars touch up. A penalty to Lincoln. The Storm go on the Century 21 power play with just 3:36 remaining in the game. Score tied at 2. Big chance for the Storm here. And to be honest, I didn't see what happened. I saw the Storm charging up the ice. It was behind the play. The call is made, I believe, on Jake Wood. Yes, Jake Wood to the box. Kneeing is the penalty. So it must have been pretty blatant call for the referees. Kneeing the call. Lincoln now out shooting Tri-City 30-24. 3:36 remaining in this game. Storm have a full two-minute advantage here on the Century 21 power play. Bonner got thrown out of the draw, but won back by Gomez to Maller. Maller cross-ice pass to McArdle. It was very slow, but McArdle dumped it in deep. Kept it in the zone. Down low on the backboards. Gomez trying to come free with it. Gets tripped up, no call coming. Still down low. Tried a centering pass, was blocked away. McArdle keeps it at the left point. McArdle dumps it down low, all the way around for Bonner. Bonner in the near side corner. Bonner dumps it down to the backboards. Storm cycling here on the power play. Kept it at the right point by Maller. Maller leaves it off for Bonner. Down low to Ward. Ward on the backboards. Now into the near side corner. Try to get it up to Bonner. Bonner trying to hold it in. Bouncing puck in the near side corner. Storm still have it. Big hit applied. McArdle had it. McArdle kept it in. Now Gomez back to McArdle. Cross ice pass. Kept in by Maller. Quick shot. Goes wide of the net. Ward picks it up. Ward in on the far side boards. Back to McArdle at the left point. McArdle to Maller. Maller, wrist shot goes way high. Off the backboards. Back to McArdle, who chips in to keep it in. It's 2:30 left in the game. 53 seconds left in the man advantage for Tri-City. In the near side corner to Bonner. Bonner looks, throws a shot towards the net. It goes wide. Now McArdle. McArdle back up top to Maller. Now over to Bonner. Quick shot goes wide. Storm got to hit the net here as McArdle lost it out of the zone. Tri-City's got to change. It's been a long shift for these guys in neutral ice. Bonner's going to be the one who takes it in, but he gets pickpocketed, and the Stars dump it all the way down. Saucier gets tripped up. No call coming. Fans wanted a call. Lettieri also went down. Lukowski with it. Gives it up to Vecchione. Vecchione in onside. 15 seconds left in the power play. Out of his net, Tightrope plays it around in the near side corner. Lappin gets hit. Down low. Over to Vecchione in the corner. 5 seconds left. Saucier faked on a shot. Saucier moves around a defender. Back up top for Glukowski. Shot. Rebound. Gets blocked away. Out of the box. Breakaway. Here comes Wood. Breakaway. He fans on the puck. He didn't even get a shot off. He fanned on it. Fry didn't have to make a save. Here comes the Storm. Play comes in. Bouncing puck. Didn't get into the Lincoln zone. 1:17 left in the game. Zach Aston-Reese with the puck offsides is the whistle. 1:14 left in the game. Storm catch a big break. As coming out of the box, Jake Wood had a wide open breakaway. And the puck just bounced off his stick. He fanned on the shot. Did not get a shot on Christian Fry. 2-2 the score. Thanks for listening here on KLIQ The Breeze 94.5. Stars win the draw. They dump in deep. Nice job by Cutler Martin playing around for Heikki Lehtis. Lehtis evades a defender. Here he goes. We've got a 3-on-2 if they hurry. Lehtis in onside. Down low. Gets hit against the boards. Last minute of play in the game. Dumped in deep by the Storm. They get a change. Hit on Willett by Lehtis. Trying to keep it in after the line change. Kept in by Sasir at the left point. To the right point. McCardle with a shot. Goes wide of the net. Rebound. Karam's around. Here comes Lincoln with the puck. Stars moving with a rush. 35 seconds left in the game. Johnson's shot goes wide. Kept in at the right point by Willett. Down low to Johnson. Johnson gets hit by McCardle. 26 seconds left in the game. McCardle up to Vecchione. Off the boards. Here comes a rush for the Storm. Vecchione in onside. Leaves it off for Moore. Cross-ice pass went wide of the net. 15 seconds left in the game. Down low for Fry of the Stars. Shot by Glukowski is saved by Tightrope. Down low, Trevor Moore, 7 seconds left. Moore on the backhand. Try to throw one towards the net. It was blocked. Rebound, 2 seconds left, and we will go to overtime. It's overtime here in the icebox in Lincoln. Storm 2, Stars 2. Let's take a quick one-minute break here as we get set for overtime on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon, and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Welcome back inside the icebox. Just about a minute left to go here in the little mini intermission before we start overtime. It'll be 5 minutes on the board. This is the first time the Storm have gone to overtime during the regular season. In the preseason, the Storm were in overtime once. They won in a shootout over Sioux City in the Clyde Iron Cup. They also, against Dubuque, finished a game tied and went straight to a shootout with no overtime in the Fall Classic. Both of those games went to shootouts. The Storm were 1-1 in the shootouts, but that's all preseason. First time for the Storm in overtime this season. First time in Lincoln for Lincoln in overtime this season. Lincoln will go on the road for their first road game tomorrow night, 7:05 in Kearney. Back on the ice, the two goaltenders. Players are ready to go. They do not switch sides for this overtime. The Storm will still stay left to right on your radio dial. The Stars, right to left. It's Ward, Moore, Sasir, and McCardle for the 4-on-4 overtime for the Storm. Faceoff won by Tri-City all the way back in their own zone. Sasir banks the backboards. Left off for McCardle. McCardle in his own zone. No rush. Banks it off the backboards again for Sasir. Sasir back to McCardle as they look to set up a breakout play. A lot of pressure from Lincoln. His puck still on the Storm sticks. Sasir, nice pass through neutral ice. Dumped in by Ward. Ward gets away from him. Gets away from a man. Drives towards the net. Couldn't get a good shot off, though, as the puck was loose and it got cleared off the wall. Now in neutral ice, the Storm have the puck once again. It's McCardle. Dumped in deep. Storm go off on a change. 4:20 left to go in the extra frame. They try to keep it in, but actually Tightrope cleared it out himself. Storm with the puck. It's Cutler Martin who dumps in deep. Swings it around the boards. Kept in there by Lappin. All the way down, Willett plays it for the Stars. Willett over to Lettieri. He gets hit and plays it back to Willett. Willett in his own zone. Cross-ice pass. They get it in a neutral ice. Here comes Wood in onside. Dumps it deep. Maller with the first man there. Leaves it for Cutler Martin. 3:50 left in the overtime period. Martin to Bonner. Bonner up the neutral ice, dumps it, tries to get it in deep, cannot. Forecheck for the Storm. Puck gets dumped out by Lincoln, and Cutler Martin has it. Cross ice defensive pass to Glukowski to the red line. Shot all the way in on net to Tightrope. Is steered away easily, and now the Stars have it. Stars behind their own net. They play it around to Eric Scheid. Scheid on the near side wall. Gets taken away for a second there in neutral ice, but now the Stars have it. They got a rush coming in outside. Suter to the front. Puck was loose. Vecchione skated by it. Suter picks it back up. Suter back to the point. Woods, shot blocked. Here comes Hrabowski. Storm with a 3-on-2 if they hurry. Suter trying to get back in the play. Vecchione in onside. Lost the puck. Here comes Scheid. Scheid against McArdle. Fans on a shot. Goes right to Fry. Fry just sticks it away and covers. 2:55 left in the overtime period. Storm and Stars tied 2-2. There were no goals in the third period. Two for the Storm in the first. Two for the Stars in the second. That's where we stand right now with 2 minutes and 55 seconds left to go in this one. If they're still tied, we'll see a shootout. Fry in net. The faceoff is to the left of him for the Storm. One back by Lincoln. Shot goes wide from the point. Karam's around to the near side corner. Luke Johnson with the puck. Johnson on the near side wall. Down low to Aston Reese, but it was too far ahead of him. Cecere gets to it. Cecere back to McArdle, and McArdle's behind his own net. 2:34 left in the game. McArdle to Cecere, now up to Trevor Moore. Moore with some room. Moves it onside down the left-hand side. Nice defense there by Lincoln, but it's kept in at the point by Cutler Martin. Martin, shot goes wide, and now it caroms all the way around the boards for Lincoln. Moving in onside is Johnson. Tries a deke, gets free, had a chance, tied up by Ward. Can't get a shot off. Johnson still harassed. Moves the puck over to his man on the defensive side, Ledoux. And now the Storm dump it to neutral ice. Ledoux picks it back up. Under 2 minutes left in overtime. Ledoux in onside with Johnson. Johnson just puts it off the backboards as Lincoln goes for a change. Glukowski now. Cross ice pass. Over the stick of Palish. It bounces all the way over the stick of McKee and into Lincoln's zone. McKee now with it behind the net. 4-on-4 play continues. Moves it up the ice. Nice pass over to Suter. Shot in from a long distance from the wall on Fry. Down low, Fry makes the save on Suter. Covers up. 133 left in this game. We are in overtime. Score is 2-2. It'll either be the next goal that wins this one in overtime, or we'll see a shootout if no one scores the next minute 33. Christian Fry out of his... Oh, timeout Lincoln. Well, the timeout was in the back pocket of Chad Johnson, and to be honest, both teams looked a little tired here for the first 3.5 minutes of overtime. Lincoln elects to go for a timeout to regroup things. I'm sure Josh Howgie will take the stoppage as he can go over things with the Storm. Big 2 points up for grabs here. Storm are 1-2 on the season. Lincoln 2-0, looking to stay undefeated, both in overall record and at home, as this is their third consecutive game at the Icebox to start the season. Tomorrow night, once again, same time, but we'll be in Kearney. It'll be on the breeze. It's 94.5. I'll be there with all the action as the Storm and Stars finish up a home-and-home series this weekend. Next week, the Storm will have 2 games at home against the Omaha Lancers. Timeout is over. Players coming back to the faceoff, which will be to the left of Christian Fry in the Storm zone. Storm have Cecere, Bonner, Ward, and McArdle. Cecere and McArdle logging a lot of minutes here in overtime. Suter's on the draw. He tries to win it forward. McArdle clears it away. Now here comes Ward. Ward got it out of the zone, couldn't get it farther. Cross-ice pass to Bonner. Bonner puts it back to Cecere in their own end. Storm back in neutral ice now. Cecere and Ward playing pitch and catch. Cecere with the puck in their own end. Now to McArdle. McArdle off the wall, but he gave it away there to Ledoux. Now in onside, poked away. Ward's got a chance. Ward with a 2-on-1 here with Bonner. Bonner holds up, tried a wrist shot. Stick was in there by Ledoux, and Maller couldn't keep it in at the point. Under a minute left to play. I think Ward and Bonner must be tired because they didn't really go for it on the two-on-one. Maller tried to get it in onside to Moore. Cleared out of the zone by the Stars. Cutler Martin takes a hit but dumps it in all the way. Tightrope out of his net to play it. Lincoln with the puck. 40 seconds left. Out of their own zone to neutral ice. It's Wood. Wood makes a move. Gets a hit hard from Lappin. He got taken off the puck. Picked up by Cutler Martin. Around the boards. Kept in by Ledoux. Ledoux. Down low to Wood. Wood on the far side wall. Passes cross ice. Shot blocked by Tim Lappin. He goes down but makes the block. Now the next shot gets taken away by, well, I should say, blocked out of the zone by Moore. 9 seconds left in overtime. They try to move back into the Storm zone. Roboski with 5 seconds left in the overtime. Cross ice pass. 1 second left. Bonner takes a shot. Actually, that was Lappin, but it would not have counted as the buzzer sounds. Lappin trying to still shake off that block shot as he was able to stop that shot at the end of overtime. Both teams looked exhausted in overtime, and we will go to a shootout. We'll take another quick one-minute break here as they Zamboni the center of the ice for the shootout. Storm, Stars. Shootout,
I think I'm
going to
try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
How hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
It's the music that revolutionized the sound of Christmas. Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. A holiday tradition for over 25 years. Don't miss this holiday extravaganza.
Thursday, December 20th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com.
Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. Get reserved seat tickets now.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Welcome back to the Icebox here in Lincoln. Both the Stars and the Storm are tied, and they will be heading to a shootout in just a minute once the Zamboni ends here. In the USHL, they do 5 minutes of 4-on-4 and then a shootout just like the NHL. And both teams fighting for the 2 points here tonight. It's been a great back-and-forth game. We saw a lot of good action from both sides. Christian Fry and Jackson Tyke Robinet both played very good games. I thought Fry made some very good saves here late in this game to keep this game tied. The Storm had some good chances as well. Final shot total, Lincoln 32, Tri-City 28. And if you thought Johan Mattsson had won the job of starting goaltender just because he played 2 games in a row over the last 2 weeks, that is not the case because Christian Fry looked very solid in net tonight. And I absolutely think that Josh Howji will go back to him. Maybe not tomorrow, but in the future, he will be back. And tonight was a very good performance, keeping the Storm in the game, making some big-time saves. But this game will be decided in a shootout. Tykro back into his net. We'll see who the Storm go with in the preseason game. Check back here to see who the Storm decided to use in their shootout there. And it looks like the Storm, in their first shootout of the preseason, they used Brian Ward, Trevor Moore, and Tim Bonner. Storm went 1-for-3, but that was enough to win that one. In the second game, in the second shootout they had against Dubuque, I do not have it written down who they used. However, they lost that shootout and no one scored. So the only one with a shootout goal this season, in the preseason, was Trevor Moore. First skater up for the Storm. They go first as a visiting team. It's Brian Ward. Brian Ward. He'll lead off the shootout, scored two goals in the home opener last week. He gets set to go here. Start the shootout. He picks the puck up, moves in, takes a quick shot, save. Nothing too fancy from Ward. Tried to go five hole. Jackson Tightgrove was good to the task. And Ward is denied. Now we see for Lincoln, Eric Scheid, number 39. Scheid, one of the oldest players on this team. He's a 1992 birth year. Scheid moves in on Fry. Stick handling. Makes a deke, but loses the puck. On the backhand, he shot it wide. The puck went a little too far off of his stick there and went wide of the net. Fry was there, but didn't have to make a save. And we're still scoreless. The Storm send out number 7 defenseman Garrett Cecere for the second attempt. Cecere, the defenseman here, getting a go of it. Takes the puck on his stick. Moves in. Fakes. Makes another deke. And he's denied again. Again, tried to go five hole on Tightrope. A couple more moves than Ward used. But Tightrope, good to the task. Now on the star side, we see number 9, Vinny Letteri. In. Fry's there. Slow play. Just took a wrist shot, and Fry makes an easy save. Letteri kind of stopped and shot it at Fry, then tried to shoot a rebound. Fry was kind of giving him the what for after the shot. And we've moved to the third round of the shootout. Still scoreless. Here's Trevor Moore for the Storm. Moore, one of the top scorers for the Storm team last season, got the puck on his stick. Moore, the lefty, makes a move. Backhand shot, no good. Another slow shot. Came in slow, came in on the backhand. And neither goaltenders had to make any outstanding saves as Tightrope just had to stay with him. Places on their feet. Daniel Willett for the win for Lincoln. Willett moves in slow, makes a move. Fry with the save. He ran out of room. Again, so many moves, he didn't really get a shot off. He just kind of ran out of room. Fry just smothered him, and no shot for Willett there. Now for the Storm in the fourth round. Tim Bonner is the man off the bench for the Storm. Both teams 0 for 3 so far. Bonner takes the puck at center ice, moves in, fakes, backhand shot, save. Again, another player trying to go down low through five hole. Tightrope has been good to the task every single time. Bonner on the backhand, not many changeups and moves here. Storm 0 for 4. Now, so win it once again, chance here for the Stars. Luke Johnson, in, shot goes high and wide. Now that was a good play by Johnson. He had a quick release, and he might have beat Fry if he hit the net on that one. There was a lot of room in the top right corner on the glove side, but he missed. Fifth round of the shootout. Tim Lappin, who has 2 goals tonight, will take it for the Storm. Lappin's ready. Here he comes in the fifth round, still scoreless. Lost the puck for a second, takes a shot. And he misses. I believe that one was either high or gloved down. It was on the far side, tough to see. But Tightrope, once again, tall to the task. Fifth round, Lincoln's third chance to win it. Still no score in the shootout. Suter with a chance. Stops. Shot. Fry with a glove save. Suter with a quick move. He came in with some speed. He stopped. And he went for a wrist shot. Fry was tall, stood tall there. Now it's Garrett Gomez. Sixth round of the shootout. No one has scored. Gomez with the puck on the stick. He's a right-hander. Moves in, fakes, backhand shot, misses the net. Fry had room as Tightrope was deked on that play, but he missed the net with a backhand. Now it's another chance for Lincoln to win here. Sixth round. as they have the chance. It's Brett Wold. Makes a shot and he scores! Lincoln wins it in the shootout on a goal by Brent Wold. And the Stars remain undefeated. The Storm gave them all they could handle until Brent Wold on a backhanded shot deked out Fry and put it into the empty net. Final score, Stars 3, Storm 2. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the post-game show on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian Steel Toolboxes, Ladder Racks, Pronghorn Utility Bodies, Flatbeds, Tommy Gate Lifts, and Bosch Snow Plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
It's the music that revolutionized the sound of Christmas. Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis, a holiday tradition for over 25 years. Don't miss this holiday extravaganza.
Thursday, December 20th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com.
Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. Get reserved seat tickets now.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
It's the music that revolutionized the sound of Christmas. Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. A holiday tradition for over 25 years. Don't miss this holiday extravaganza.
Thursday, December 20th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com.
Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. Get reserved seat tickets now.
This is the Tri-City Storm post-game show on The Breeze 94.5. Let's go back to the booth for the recap, stats, and a chat with the coach of your Tri-City Storm.
Welcome back inside the icebox here in Lincoln. The final score from this one, the Lincoln Stars defeat the Tri-City Storm 3-2 in a six-round shootout. The first shootout for either team this season. As we head to the Stadler Implement game recap, Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. So we'll look at the box score here as it was quite a finish on both sides. The Storm came out early and took advantage. Two goals in 25 seconds for Tim Lappin. First one was on a power play after an early penalty to Zach Aston-Reese. Tim Lappin scores the goal to give the Storm the 1-0 lead at 5:38 on the power play in the first period. Lappin then scored just 25 seconds later, set up by Tim Bonner, a pass from the Storm's own bench. Lappin took that puck and went in and scored on a breakaway for his second goal in 25 seconds. The Storm had a comfortable 2-0 lead. Then, in the second period, Lincoln made the comeback. Zach Fry started it off with a goal 8:03 into the second from Jake Wood and Max Cotta. And that really set the tone here for a Lincoln comeback. The momentum was changing. You could feel it in the arena. The Storm were losing control of the game. Later in the period, after Christian Fry made some good saves to keep it 2-1, Will Suter scored the equalizer from Ross Olsen and Zach Fry at 17:04 of the second period, tying the game at 2. The third period was a wild one. A lot of chances for either side. Both teams took 2 penalties in the period, and both teams had some chances on the power play. Jake Wood of Lincoln took a kneeing penalty with 16:24 into the period, just about 3 minutes left in the game, 3-plus minutes left in the game. Storm could not capitalize on the power play. They go 1-for-5 on the power play. Lincoln 0-for-3. And we headed to overtime. In overtime, not a lot of action. 2 shots for Lincoln, 1 for Tri-City, as both teams kind of, in my opinion, seemed gassed, just trying to get to the shootout, and not a lot of good chances in the open 4-on-4 play. In the shootout, the Storm could not score. In 6 rounds, all 6 of their shooters came up empty. Ward, Cecere, Moore, Bonner, Lappin, and Gomez, none of them could put the puck home. The Stars went 0-for-5, and finally, Brent Wold scores in the 6th round to give the 1-0 win to Lincoln. Looking at the New West 3 stars of the game, New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete and all of us. 3 stars of the game tonight. The third star from the Storm, Tim Lappin, scoring 2 goals. Second star for the Stars, the goaltender Jackson Tykrobe. And the first star, Zach Fry, who scored the first goal of the game for the Stars in the second period of play. Those are your New West 3 stars of the game. We're going to take a quick break here on the post-game show, and we'll come back with Storm head coach Josh Howgy here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
1, 2, 3, 4!
The music you love, the times you remember, the show that takes you back. Experience the Beatles with Rain. It's a hit.
February 12th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com and the arena box office.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our 5 new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. Absolutely free. That's right. Get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better. Feel better. Perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
You've been listening to Storm Hockey on The Breeze 94.5. Storm Hockey is brought to you by the following Storm fans: Viero Wireless, Central Hydraulics, Nebraska Lottery, Complete Nutrition, Burger King, Staffler Implement, Best Western, Dent Popper, Bud Light, the Midway Auto Group, Coca-Cola, New West Sports Medicine, Valentino's Pizza, Blue Cross Blue Shield. Join us again next time on The Breeze 94.5, KLIQ, Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island. The preceding has been a presentation of the Tri-City Storm.
Back here in the icebox in Lincoln, where the Storm lose in a shootout 3-2, the final score. In the postgame show right now, I'm joined by head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgy. Coach, obviously a hard-fought game on both sides. Took both teams to the limit, I'd say, and just came up empty in the shootout.
It was a good game. You know, back and forth, a lot of pace to it, and I think you saw that in overtime. I don't think either team had a whole lot of jump in the overtime. We talk about it early in the season. We'll never judge our outcome based on a shootout. It's one of those things as a team and as a coach. As a coach, it's great for the fans, but you know what? We call it kind of a circus. I mean, anything can happen in a shootout. It doesn't really matter what happened for the first 65 minutes. And you know what? The first period, I felt like we came out strong. We controlled the tempo. We made some nice plays. We did the things we talked about in practice. We executed. The second period, they kind of punched us in the face, and we didn't respond well. And this, you know, for the first time in a hostile environment like this, it's natural, but we have to learn the lesson right now. Third period, we came back. I thought we dominated the third period, played well, had our chances, and overtime, you know, both teams were going back and forth. You know, anything can happen there. Overall, you know, we got what we deserved. Second period, we weren't good enough. You got to play 60 minutes in this league to win.
In the shootout, you had two preseason shootouts with this team. And, you know, a lot of things you can't take away from preseason play. The shootout, you can look at, you know, who might be the guys you want to go to in a regular season game when points are on the line. How do you decide who you're going to go with, and how much of the decision is yours versus the assistant coaches with you guys as well?
You know, we kind of all talk about it, and, you know, we put some stuff into, you know, who has moves in practice that, you know, has had success, and then also, you know, who's playing well. You know, I probably screwed up tonight. I should have used Michael Vecchione. I'll take responsibility for that. That's a mistake I probably made. Timmy Lappin played great. We wanted to get him out there. You know, Garrett Cecere's been great for us. Usually Trevor Moore's automatic, one of those things. So, you know, you look back at it, and, you know, I'm already kicking myself on a couple of those. But at the end of the day, we should have probably won in regulation. If, you know, we were going to go to a shootout, anything can happen, as we talked about.
I'm sure it's tough, you know, especially when the shootout goes six rounds. You may have your first couple guys prepared, but as the shootout goes longer and longer, you maybe have to make decisions that you didn't have prepared beforehand.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about it. We have our go-to guys, and we have a list about, you know, seven or eight guys we feel that it can go in. It's based on kind of how their performance was. And, again, you know, usually Trevor's automatic. Wardo had a lot of opportunities. Lappin, you know, Christian gave us every chance to win that thing in the shootout. He gave us multiple opportunities. We couldn't find the back of the net. And, you know, like you said, it's going to go back. We lost the game because of the second period, not because of the shootout. We didn't play well in the second, and that's why we lost.
Kind of took the words out of my mouth there. Talk about the play of Christian Fry tonight.
I thought he played solid. You know, the goals he gave up were both transition goals where we actually were playing fairly well and we didn't get back. One was a 3-on-3 where our D stopped and he didn't step. You know, it's one of those things that Christian made most of the saves he should have. And again, he gave us a chance to win. That's all we can ask from our goaltenders.
How much better does this feel knowing that you got a chance to get him right back tomorrow night in Kearney?
It doesn't feel good either way. I mean, you know what? We want to win every night. And, you know, it's great that we get a chance to rebound, but we wanted this one. And it's one that we let slip through our fingers in the second period and not finishing in the third. Again, overall, it was probably a B-minus effort. And, you know, in this league, you have to have your A game every night, especially in this rink and this environment and against this team. They're a very good hockey team.
All right, head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Josh Howgy, thanks for joining us here in the postgame show.
Thanks a lot.
All right, so we heard from Coach here, and we'll hear from him tomorrow as well, as the Storm will take on the Lincoln Stars tomorrow night in Kearney at the Viero Event Center. 7:05, the puck drops. We'll be on the air at 6:45. Before we go, we got to quickly name the Dent Popper grinder of the game here for the Storm. And it's going to be a tough call here. A lot of guys played good games here for the Storm. Who am I going to pick? I got to pick somebody. And I think I'm going to go with number 20, Heikki Lides. Had a very good game here on the second line. Lides out of Finland. Looked good tonight. Didn't factor in the scoring at all, but I thought he won a lot of battles. He's a physical guy. He stood up to Lincoln. He was able to come on the ice and provide a boost when he needed to. And we're going to give Heikki Lides, the dent popper grinder of the night, much like the Storm's hardest working player, the dent popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The dent popper in Kearney. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. So, the final score here from Lincoln, Storm take a 3-2 loss in a shootout, a six-round shootout. Actually, we got to check the USHL out-of-town scoreboard before we let you go. Don't want to let you off without giving you the update here from Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. Think MidwayAuto.com. Checking out on the updates here, we mentioned the steal. Defeated Team USA 4-3 in overtime. Dubuque knocked off Youngstown 4-1 on the road. Muskegon in overtime after they had a big lead on Cedar Rapids. Cedar Rapids came back to tie it, forced overtime, but Muskegon wins in overtime 3-2. Des Moines with a 6-2 drubbing of Omaha. Omaha continues to start slow. The Storm will see them next weekend. Waterloo defeats Green Bay 4-1. That's another team that's surprising with a slow start, Green Bay. Sioux Falls knocked off Indiana 4-2. And Fargo defeated Sioux City 6-3. Well, I'd like to thank everybody here for them from the Stars for helping me to get on air. I want to thank everybody back in studio, Brad and Caleb, thanks for pushing all the buttons back there. Got to thank head coach Josh Howgie for appearing both on the Applebee's Coach's Corner in the pregame show and on the postgame show. And we will see everyone, or you'll hear from me tomorrow night at 7:05. The puck drops. We're on for pregame. The Viero Wireless pregame show starts at 6:45. The final score for the final time, Tri-City drops to the Lincoln Stars 3-2 here in Lincoln. We'll see you tomorrow night. Have a great night, everybody.